Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone to the forum tonight and say thank you to you guys for joining us no matter where in the world that you're joining us from. We want to welcome you here to the remix tonight and definitely want to let you guys know that the chat room is open. And if you want to find your way over to the chat room, let me go ahead and give you some directions so that you can find your way over to the chat room. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and come on in. The chat room is open, and the remix family is in there, and sure to make you feel right at home. Now, most of you in the chat room, if you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say to you, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us in the remix. I've been getting your tweets as well for all of the new listeners who is out there listening to the remix, and so glad to have you guys aboard listening to the show tonight. Now, as you guys know, we're going to have Brother Panic, who's going to be joining us in the forum tonight, and he's going to be doing a cult Q&A tonight. So he'll be taking your questions and giving you answers, and boy, what a treat. And so the whole show is primarily going to be Q&A with Brother Panic tonight. So he'll be taking your questions. Get them ready. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And so what you want to do once you get a chance to get those questions and get things together, get your questions ready for Brother Panic, because he definitely, definitely will be there to answer your questions for you. If you're calling internationally, you can actually Skype in. That's a great way for you to get into the show. So you can just Skype right on in. And know that Brother Panic will be able to answer your questions here in the forum, or you can call in, just use the U.S. country code and call in, and that's going to get you right in, and so that you're able to get in and answer those questions as well. So glad to see you guys in the house tonight and be able to answer these questions here. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. We're live in the remix tonight. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and we're going to get started here in just a moment. A couple of things I want to say is, how about those San Francisco? How about San Francisco tonight and those Atlanta Falcons? What an interesting game there. So lots of interesting things unfolding in the sports world out there with San Francisco and everything. So all of the sports fans out there, I'm sure you guys got a treat out of that, as well as Baltimore as well doing their thing. So, you know, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, whether it's any of those things, know that, hey, you could get it in tonight. Also, another thing in the news, big congratulations to President Obama, as well Michelle Obama, because you know today President Obama did his official swearing in for his second term in the White House, and actually he did it in the Blue Room. So how cool is that? He did it in the Blue Room in the White House, and you know that Blue Room just carries that color blue, just really has that energy in it, surrounded by it, so just some good things right there. Want to give a shout out, a big shout out to Nicole. She sent a message to me today, which is really, really interesting. We'll get to talk about that soon. And also a message out to James. James, we know you're in the air. We know you're here. And we'll be hearing more about that. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, everyone, so that you can, get yourself situated as we get ready to welcome Brother Penny back to the forum today. If you guys did not, if you absolutely, positively did not get a chance to hear the show on Friday night, the show with Brother Panic, I want to encourage you to go back, just like with all of the remix shows, and download. So you can download that show and all of the remix shows, and you can do it a couple of ways. You can come right on over to the remix right here, www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, and you can download it. You can actually listen live on your computer. Yes, you can. You can do it that way. Listen live on the computer, or you can actually you can download it to your computer. So keep it for yourself, your own personal archive. If you have anything of an MP3 device, then you can transfer it over to your MP3 device. Or for those of you who have anything that supports iTunes and Apple, you can click the purple button. It'll take you straight to the iTunes store. All of the remix shows are available there for you. All you have to do is click, and you can go through hundreds of thousands of hours of all the remix shows. We've been doing this for quite a while, and you can download all of them and get yourself all set, situated. So how cool is that? All right, you guys. Well, we're going to get ready to get into the share tonight. I'm so excited. As we do, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. Must do that. And then we're going to play a little bit of music, and then we're going to get ready to welcome Brother Panic on. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone line if you have a question for Brother Panic.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So true, so true. So let's see here. We're going to be playing some music tonight. And some of you may know this tune, some of you may not. But just to kind of get the energy and everything ready as we get ready to welcome Brother Panic to the forum. So here we go. Here we go, you guys. Yeah. Here we go. Here we go. You know, here we go.
What? Yeah. Came got me off the smoke from the streets, yo. I was out there doing my motherfucking thing. It's a rap for y'all niggas now. You heard? Oh my god, that nigga didn't want none of me. Primo, you should've let me chill, leave me be. But now I gotta attack, pull out my rap sack. Show all these bitch ass niggas they can get back slack. Queensbridge, that's my motherfucking kingdom. Poe's my name, son, and that's where I came from. I've been a motherfucking terror ever since day one. I was holding glass, niggas was playing with play guns. Everything is motherfucking real, I stay done. Get out of my way, gun, I'm about to slay, son. Beat you like a slave, son, make you obey, son. Poe, don't play, son. The outcome, critical, true shooter shit. I'm a shooter, you make hell seem beautiful. I murdered this shit, intro to outro. I got real dogs that eat out, Poe. Straight take you out, so show you what this gangster shit be all about. So, Poe, it's coming, click, boom, to the stomach. I give it to whoever wanted, Poe, it's coming, click, boom, to your stomach. I give it to whoever wanted, the thug poet. Poe, it's coming, click, boom, to the stomach. I give it to whoever wanted, but Poe, it's coming, click, boom, to your stomach. I give it to whoever wanted, the thug poet. Poe, it's coming, hardcore, with a new style for the art of war. Let the Hennessy going low, like a bag of dro. I represent the street, I represent niggas hungry and they wanna eat. That gangster shit, guns out, punch lit, polying over the strip. Renegades, crack slinging soldiers, hustlers locked down for moving real boulders. Thug bitches that don't play the kitchen, they play the street, cause fuck that, hoes gotta eat, Poe is coming.
A thug poet, think I'm playing,
hit him with that shit, friend. Poet's coming, boom, tooth to your stomach. I give it to whoever wanted. What? Poet's coming, boom, tooth to your stomach. I give it to whoever wanted. The thug poet, poet's coming, boom, tooth to your stomach. I give it to whoever wanted. What? Poet's coming, boom, tooth to your stomach. I give it to whoever wanted. The thug poet. It's a lot of niggas coming in, a lot of niggas coming off, a lot of niggas fronting like they ill when they butter soft. Competition looks thick. Got a lot of niggas locked, but they ain't like me. I'm like you, I'm like from your block. Chop G's with gym stars, duck D's and Mark Carr. Stay a real nigga in the street and behind bars. Fuck the radio play, I don't need it anyway. Remember back in the day in L.A. and W.A.? That's the type of shit that I'm on. Gotta get my motherfucking shine on. Murdering every beat I rhyme on. Niggas light up with me, bitches get drunk with me. No rapper and no company can fuck with me. See, straight like that, I got that King Cobra venomous rap. Get in my face and I'ma give you a smack. I'm on some what, Noriega shit. Pull out, spray this bitch. Black poet, hip-hop, most dangerous. Coming, click, boom, two to the stomach. I give it to whoever wanted. What? Poet's coming, click, boom, two to your stomach. I give it to whoever wanted. The thug poet, poet's coming, click, boom, two to your stomach. I give it to whoever wanted. What? Poet's coming, click, boom, two to your stomach. I give it to whoever wanted. The thug poet. Shit happens any minute. You heard?
The poet.
QB, motherfucker, find it.
The poet.
We out here, Preem, man. Fuck some bitch ass niggas.
The poet.
All right, you guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in the forum tonight. It's going to be a great share tonight. I see you guys all filling yourselves up in the chat room, as well as getting yourself situated here on the phone lines. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to bring Brother Panic on as he gets ready to take your questions tonight. So here we go. Peace and greetings, Brother Panic.
Peace. Can you hear me, Blue?
I certainly can hear you loud and clear.
Excellent. We're going to get down with some Q&A tonight. I want to give my man Black Poet a shout out. That's the joint you just heard.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? That's my nigga. We grew up together in the hood. A real 100% thorough nigga. And I see one of my favorite lines he said, Oya. Already picked up on that shit. That nigga said, hoes don't play the kitchen. They play the street because fucking hoes got to eat. I just hit him. I just texted him and said, yo, that line is killer. He was like, yeah, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? He got a million of them, you know what I'm saying? He's a real nigga. His cousin, first let me give a shout out to the Remix crew. I see everybody in the house. L.A. Blue,
yeah.
Bo Hurdle. You know, Esperanza, it looks like Denswell, greetings, peace, Aburdagani, Black Majesty, the regular Remix crew. We're going to do, I'm not going to talk about shit tonight, Q&A, because y'all niggas get me on the rant. We're going to be having this conversation again next week about Q&A. So we're going to get into it, you know what I'm saying, directly.
Yeah.
And if you didn't hear the update, or what's going on, you know what I'm saying? You need to go download Friday's show. That's the update. That's the 2013 update. The new cosmic mentality. So we give you something there. And, of course, we're always going to keep hitting you with more and more shit. You know, we're disappointed this bubble is still spinning. But, hey, the bright side is we in the golden age, niggas. So, fuck it. If it ain't going to be on Saturn, you might as well have it here. You get what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. So I was saying Poet's cousin is KL, and they were also in a group called Screwball, which you can find plenty of old music on. KL made the transition. KL was real cool with me. He made the transition, what year was that? Maybe 2007, 2008, perhaps. And, you know, I did a lot to get him through the underworld or through the astral world to the world of the real. You get what I'm saying? Because he was a real nigga like that. Excellent, 100% thorough hustler. One of the best anglers on the planet. And even when he was eulogized, Premier, Pete Rock, Marley Marl, that was the story of him. No matter how long they've been in the game, he could always find another angle in it. He was the one who came to me in the spirit world and told me to start selling the herb packs. And I told him in the spirit world, please, nigga, these niggas won't even know what the fuck that is or does. He said, no, start selling it to people. It's going to benefit, so on and so forth, and the rest is history. So if you ain't got an herb pack, you know what I'm saying, now more than ever. So his cousin did that. So Poet's been my man even before KL. And you know what I'm saying? And anybody who's on the underground knows what it is with my man Poet. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get his music, Black Poet. You know what I'm saying? Especially the album he did with Premier. Real grimy shit. You know what I'm saying? With nothing but 100% line. Nas and them niggas scared to death of Poet. You know what I'm saying? Nas did do one song and reluctantly had to put Poet on it when he did a Queensbridge album. Or he did a Queensbridge cut with a lot of the niggas in the hood that ain't really prime time and was scared to put Poet on and put that nigga on last because he knew what it is. That's how serious it is. So, you know, I want to shout out to my man P. Diggity, Piggity. You know what I'm saying? Real nigga. Yeah. All right, so we can get right into it because we ain't got no time to be fucking around, so press one if you're ready to get down to business. I feel like I'm in a question-answering kind of mood tonight. Believe you me, I need to be, because we did classes this entire... We did a remix on Friday. I did class on Saturday. Class this morning and a show tonight. So believe you me, we dealing with pure spiritual 2012 Quetzalcoatl energy right now to keep this shit going. Do 2013 energy to keep this shit going. You know what I'm saying? So get the stick out your ass. You know what I mean? And press one. Press one. The phone lines lighting up. Let's get it on. With your All host, Miss Blue. Live in the remix, niggas.
Live in the remix, everyone. We're going to go to the phone lines. And the first caller calling in, it looks like from area code 216. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 216? 216. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 217. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 217?
Stop being scared, nigga. You done lived through the fucking millennium.
For real, for real.
Wait a minute now. I think that's my man Griff in the room. If that's my man Griff, give me a shout out. My man Griff from class. And put up the first three. I don't know if you on the phone tonight because Griff was going to call in. But let me see if that's my man Griff from class. Griff 26, if it's the same Griff. If not, I'm going to get his first three digits, Blue. See if he's on the line. Because
okay,
I told
yeah,
him if he's on the line, we'll get him in if it's not
okay.
The regular Griff. He'll let us know in a minute. But see, Griff is a real nigga, you know what I'm saying? Because I was out here talking about Yeah Burger, which is it's quite the holistic burger. Okay, that is Griff. He tried, but he can't get in. But he's going to let you know in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? You know, I talked about this motherfucking holistic burger at class on Saturday, so much so, as soon as Khadija walked through the door, can we go to Yeah Burgers? She's like, yeah, nigga, yeah, burgers. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we went on that. Griff's like, I'm going to that motherfucker, too. I said, all right, nigga. You know, niggas say anything, hotep. Shit, we up in that motherfucker. Griff on the line, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you kid, I'm about to see what this shit is all about, player. I said, oh, okay, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? So we saved the seat for the nigga, but that nigga just must have went in his car and bounced. You know what I'm saying? Just
wow.
Ate that shit, got the grease on his mouth by itself. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, but I know you know that burger was right. You know what I'm saying? That shit tastes like the 70s. That shit tastes like the 70s. I said, I ain't eat meat for 4 months. I said, fuck it. If I'm going to eat it, I'm going to eat some homo-ass meat. You know what I'm saying? Farm grass-fed turkey. You know what I'm saying? Hey, panic. Come on and eat me. So I'm like, yo, I can't eat that rough shit. You know what I'm saying? Like wing wagon. You know what I'm saying? That's over for me. Let's go down to wing wagons and, you know what I'm saying? All, you know, Beach Street, all you can eat, you know, greasy fish and that's over. So now I got to eat fucking straight up faggot meat, you know what I'm saying? Nurtured meat. Breastfed turkey.
Good meat is good for you, you know? Good food is good for you. Let's go. We're going to go to the next house.
Evidently, because you see what I'm doing, yeah, burger. Before shit, I would, you know, before I would, if I seen a fucking deer dead on the side of the road, it just was a matter of how long it was dead, you know what I'm saying? Unless that motherfucker may be coming home, you know what I'm saying? That's over. And like I said, but you know, I talked about that and all about this this changeover that's coming anyway. So I'm jokingly talking about, but what's real, it should be obvious that that stuff is better, depending on you know who you are. But in this particular time, we're coming into the golden age. So that's a part of that. A lot of things. Of low frequency, your body's going to stop you from doing any motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I fuck eating. I don't drink no more. You get what I'm saying? I don't drink no more. I don't take soda no more. Even if I wanted to, not for the context of clean living in the Dr. Africa book, you know what I'm saying, which is nothing wrong with any of that as well, but my body rejects that shit. Based upon the frequency that we in, since in the cosmic mentality.
Yeah.
So I'm jokingly talking about it, but like Blue just said, that shit is what we should be doing any motherfucking way. And like I said, the shit tastes like when you was a kid before they had the bullshit to put in that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, well, I need you to understand.
No, I was just going to say, well, even, you know, how the old saying is, remember that commercial about come back to Jamaica, what old is what's good, you know, that type of thing. One of the things I would say is that, remember a couple of years back, Pepsi came out with their throwbacks, their sodas, their Pepsi sodas with the throwback. And what they found is that I don't drink sodas anymore, like very rarely, I would say. It's been months since I had a taste for a soda. Like, I don't even drink that. It's been years. But the throwbacks are actually better for you because it has more of the pure ingredients in it before they started going to all of these artificial things. And so
the throwbacks they were using, I'm going to tell you, though, because I was a soda and throwbacks – you know what I'm saying? Shit. I would boil a white person and drink them with a throwback. That's how open I was off some shits. And what the difference was, they used sugar instead of the high fructose corn syrup.
They
used real cane sugar. They also did that with Mountain Dew. They were just calling it a throwback. Then the throwback concept got because it was for a limited time. Then it was so popular that they went to it. And even now they have the, what's the other one that's in competition with Sprite? They did it with RC. But the other
Sprite,
and then what is it? Sierra Mist. They did pure cane sugar. What I started to find out, those were fucking worse. In fact, I see why they went to the high fructose corn syrup. Being that it's a natural thing for people with melanin, I was getting more addicted to that sugar. The sugar was natural. That was fucking me up worse than the high fructose corn syrup. It was all fucked up.
But it's all fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? I would go as far as to say, if you had that kind of thing under control, I didn't have soda under control. So if you had that type of thing under control, the throwback will probably be a good break, because the high fructose corn syrup is still more damaging to the melanin. But you would drink more of that natural sugar. That natural sugar is just too much for your system. Dr. Africa, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah,
well, that kind of shit.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know, anyway.
I think we all after that.
I mean, I would go as far as to say, what's the 70s about the organic stuff, now that I've been into that more, is in the 70s, they just didn't have the agriculture wasn't at the level of where it's at now. See, when you look at them things on Netflix, one of the biggest things they tell you is, in America, it's not just a beef burger. You could get 75 different versions of a beef burger. So normal beef, the way it's naturally grass-fed and grown in natural birth, it just cannot keep up with American consumption. We would starve. In the 70s,
right.
we didn't eat as much, and there wasn't all of these kinds of places. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And so now that there's so many different versions, they can't keep up, so therefore the steroids and all the rest of that just to keep up. So when I'll get like the organic frozen pizzas to have, because if I'm going to eat it, it might as well be that. It tastes like shit when we was little, before they had
right.
add all that bullshit. And even that frozen organic shit is, you know, just, you know, not as great neither, but better than. I mean, I just think, because, you know, I'm not the diet guy. First and foremost, and I'll still tell this motherfucker, your diet is not going to get you in heaven. You get what I'm saying? It'll make you feel better. It'll make you feel clearer. But it only preps you for certain work. Some folks can eat straight sausage and still get into work. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I stopped eating pork and beef in the 80s before I even knew what a consciousness thing was. That was just a personal choice. Now, I can eat chicken and any of that shit and clearly get into a spiritual zone. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here today. What I'm talking about today is not for a better look, better skin, better ways to say hotep. I'm telling you that this consciousness has changed, and you, whatever it is you were doing, you can't do what you were doing before. It represents the old paradigm. So if I was eating healthy before, I would go as far as to say you may need to fucking walk in McDonald's, get you some McNuggets maybe, if you was that person that was so organic, because you need to change up. So it's not even this food versus that food, which is primarily, you know, obviously better. Why eat shit? But it's about shaking up your system. You get what I'm saying? You know, I've been dealing with tart cherry juice before. I won't fuck with it now just because I was fucking with it before.
Right.
Kind of shit. You know what I mean? So it's all, I guess I would go as far as to say it's all based upon you. Consciousness, as I talked about on Friday, and I talked about it in detail today in my class, consciousness is a individual path. And we are fucking up thinking that it's this uniform behavior. If you're dealing with uniform behavior, then you're dealing with religion. The end. You're not going to get around that. Get what I'm saying? So if you feel Hotep is consciousness, I must say Queen is consciousness, you just feel like saying hallelujah and amen. It's the same thing. Because that makes, if I said hallelujah, you would say he's a Christian. If I said Allahu Akbar, you say I was Islam. So now you say Hotep, I know you conscious, which is just another thing. So you need to configure your conscious path, because what may work for you may not work for the next person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Certain general things are always going to work for anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you're not going to eat strychnine or whatever. But if you start thinking that your consciousness is dependent on the type of organic food you eat, Vegetable Man will tell you himself, I'm not the key to fucking everlasting life. You get what I'm saying? Study is, you get what I'm saying? The alchemy is, at the end of the day. These foods are getting in your way, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk about this shit, you know, all goddamn night. Let's get to
the
Q&A.
We're going to get to the Q&A. We are live with Brother Panic here in the forum. And 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines if you have a question for Brother Panic. And also, you guys know you can reach him by emailing him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, at hotmail.com. We're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Peace.
Darth Vader.
Peace and greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, hey, Mr. Lewis, Jocelyn calling from Toronto. Hey, Brother Panic.
Hey,
oh,
how are you doing?
Greetings to you, Jocelyn.
Greetings. My question is for Brother Panic. I've been trying to, I guess I've been sending you emails about your classes on the Panic Pack and all that good stuff, but I haven't gotten a response, so I'm wondering if you did get the emails or if you're not getting them or what's going on.
Okay, let me tell you guys how I answer my emails, because I don't want to answer emails early and then start getting at you and not be able to service you. So I have to answer emails, mail out packages in some form of a system. So as long as you send it to panicpack@hotmail.com, it's in the inbox, then when I get the time, when it's that time, I'll answer them all, give everybody all the information they need. And then when they reply, then I'll put them on the list or do whatever. So I'm sure. How long ago have you emailed?
I think December it was.
Oh, no, then you would have got an answer by now. Are you emailing panicpack@hotmail.com?
Yep.
I have no idea when you make sure you put classes in the so it's not going to my junk mail, which I check anyway. And I usually pull in my junk mail now, I have like 142 emails. I usually pull 10 to 15 of them out are official emails because people do no subjects. So if you put classes or something, I can't see no reason why. You know, I answer every email. That is the burden of a Brother Panic lifestyle, this fucking Panic Pack email. So much so that people are like, why are you not answering? Because I'm dealing with so much, they have to systematically do ERPAC emails, systematically do class emails, systematically do, I didn't get my damn BAF emails, systematically, I got that but didn't get that email. Okay, I'll send it out and let me check email. So December, you should have got a reply back. Mm-hmm. Try to email me again and make sure in the subject you put something special. Worst case scenario, do you have a second email? Try to email me from there.
Okay, yeah, I'll try that too.
Yeah, I mean, I answer all emails. And, of course, if people do not know, what she's talking about is I've been doing the classes. We're in the third cycle of classes. I did the third class. They're 4 weeks of class. The next week will be the last week for the cycle. Then I'm about to start a new cycle, which already at least 17 people have already made their down payment. So now is the time. And from last night's show, there's maybe 25 people inquiring about classes. I'm going to answer them all this week, let you know prices, schedule, everything you need to know, the curriculum. And these classes are motherfucking kick-ass. You want to be in them. And they're quite cheap for what you get out of it, you know, life-changing information. And, of course, as I pointed out, you can ask the students who have taken the class so you know it's not just me trying to sell you something about what it has done for them. So you got to email me at panicpack@hotmail.com. The better thing to do is you put what it is you need in the subject. And, of course, again, I systematically, answer them. And it is absolutely kick-ass. Especially nowadays, because in these last days, I have mastered the curriculum. So even more than the first classes, what's going on now in class is absolutely fucking amazing. And I've also talked about that C. Freeman L. was a teacher in Atlanta while Bobby and the rest of them lectured. So for a long time, a class in ATL is what was missing. And turned out C. Freeman L. came through, and these classes are coming through him. It's very powerful shit. It's a whole story behind him. You could go in the remix and download. And I know it's that time because, as I pointed out on Friday, me and Miss Blue talk about every single thing that's going to happen, about to happen, about to do. Before you heard the word chem class or business card, the Oracle cards, and all the rest of that, Miss Blue was talking about that shit way months to me and running ideas and all of that before it comes out. So what's interesting about the classes is she decided to do a class, the chem class?
Yeah, the chem business class, which started out last year, remember, the Kundalini Lab. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which is the chem business class, yes.
And when she decided to put it in full gear at the same time, without even knowing, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do a class too. It was like, one of y'all niggas biting off each other. But that's how you know spiritually that, you know, this thing lined up. And
right.
It's very important right now. Now, what
and
I teach in my class.
It's time to use all of the tools. I mean, it's a great time, really, for everybody to really just use all of these tools. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to add that in there. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's right. No, that's all good. She is absolutely right. This is the time to use those tools. That's what we talked about on Friday. What I didn't realize is this class was in preparation for 2013. See, because my preparation for 2013, I thought this motherfucker was going up in a flame of glory. But now I realize, since we are going into this new age, if you don't understand what that is, you can go listen to Friday's show where I go into the detail of it. We need a mentality. We need tools, as Ms. Blue is pointing out, for that new age. And I didn't realize this is what's happening in these classes. You must take these classes if you're really serious about your work. If you're not and you like the lectures, don't let me stop you. Ain't nothing about this says you have to do anything. You get what I'm saying? You can absolutely listen to us for free. We enjoy giving you as much free information as we can, which is actually more valuable than anything somebody is making you pay for. You get what I'm saying? Meaning that the shit we teach here, you know what I'm saying, is not to be sneezed at. But again,
right.
You know, everybody, just like you, got to pay our rent. So I feel good about asking for something but giving you something that's still even more priceless, a way to deal with the next however long you're going to be here and to get your ass out the circles of this shit. There's nothing more valuable than that for a little bit of change. You would have spent on some goddamn sneakers any goddamn way. So all of that's online now. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Miss Blue. Let me tell you, my life changed when I was with the Orisha girl and her father, who was a certified Babalawo, who got made in Nigeria, gave me a reading, which they call an Ifa reading, but it's still, without that tradition, would be called Akashic Records reading, which is something Ms. Blue offers. It told me every single... first and foremost, he told me these words. You came to the planet to teach. And as we can see, when he said it, I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. But I think we're clear on that. I think we're clear on that shit happening. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So understanding that early on, it was something, and he told me much more, was able to guide my path. So, if you're getting that Akashic Record reading from Ms. Blue, so on and so forth, then I would think that's one of the most important things you can do, because she will let you know exactly where you came from, why you're back on the planet today. And in your study, because this can be a vast study, it will give you direction. You get what I'm saying? I had this conversation in my class today. All the things that we do go over. Chakra work, candle work, crystal work,
right.
Astral travel, altars, sigils, you name it, and the list goes on for those 4 weeks of class. Out of that, one person will find they have more success in one area and some in the other area. So you will get to know yourself and you will find your powers lie in different areas of study. So when you get the Akashic Record reading, or in these other type of readings that Ms. Blue offer, it will put you on a path to start to so you know where to put your energy. Because everybody's walking around the place all hope-tepping. You get what I'm saying? So this will streamline your energy. So what we're offering in these classes, very, very powerful in terms of tools, as Ms. Blue pointed out, especially it's valuable tools for moving on to what we have now in this golden age. And if you don't know, Bo Hurdle's in the class. He's in the room right now. And he's telling you, if you could get Bo Hurdle here, Griff is in the class. He's telling you right now in the chat room, straight up, bro, Bo Hurdle's saying great class. Because they know this ain't bullshit. They in their third week now. And when they're going to get the cream on the cap the fourth week, which people like the best, that's when we get into the Necronomicon, the laws of Tahuti and mind control. We still got that to go. So what that will do is round out everything they learned about. The first class, really all you need is the first class I give people, because I show people the method for self-deification, how to self-deify yourself, how to turn the battery on. Bobby did it, I did it, and I'll show you how to do it. You get what I'm saying? And this is the type of we're in the place of the golden age where the god and the goddess head rule supreme. You get what I'm saying? So I show you the method, not just the theory of being Ptah Ra Amen, the method for really becoming that shit, where your name could still be Sherman, and you making miracles happen. You get what I'm saying? Same thing in the Kim class. Tools to walk away, shit to do. That was my whole shit. If I'm going to talk on anywhere, Ms. Blue, this is the first thing I said to her. Niggas is going to walk out with shit to do. You ain't going to walk out feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Ms. Blue understood that concept and loved that concept. And those who have a reading from her know they start huffing and puffing because they now got to buy a herb pack and get their ass in gear. You get what I'm saying? Oh, I got to do that blue sack. I got to do that blue sack. You know what I'm saying? They thought they was going to get a – they thought it was a feel-goodery. Oh, yes, you were Tahuti in another life. Now going back to your goddamn spirulina wasn't none of that. It was like, well, you need to do that. You need to stop that and stop that bullshit. And really, all I hear and have been hearing for years is how much it has worked out for them. You get what I'm saying? This is real shit. You know what I'm saying? Real shit going on. And really, I don't want you to ask me about classes, and I'm sure I can speak for Blue, if you ain't serious. I don't need you to bother her about readings if you ain't serious. And believe you me, I've seen some of the emails she gets. I'm like, why even waste your time? You get what I'm saying? I don't even care to sell you a herb pack. You know what I'm saying? I sell enough of it to repeat customers. People who have been buying this shit for years at this point, where I don't need to butter you up as a new customer. I say you need to get on board with it. That's where I'm coming from with it. If you're not fucking with this, you need to get on board. Ask the people who've been doing it. Motherfuckers buy 8 and 9 herb packs in one sitting because they understand this shit has been this shit has been working for them. Shit. Griff said, shit, class ancient, he came to the house. He's like, I'm the first one here. I'll be right back, nigga. I'm about to light this herb pack up before class. I'm like, damn, nigga. You know what I'm saying? This is serious business. So we into serious people. That's all the promotion. Yeah. Well, probably won't be all the promotion you're going to hear tonight. And I'm just only doing this so more people get online, so we're ready for our questions and answers. Let's get it on. Doing this to stress the importance of these tools. I'm not just saying this shit to be Harry the salesman. I'm talking about shit that works. I'm interested in fucking results. That's why I can talk to you the way I'm talking to you today. That's why I feel comfortable about doing only Miss Blue's show, because she's convinced me over the years she's interested in results. We're doers. You get what I'm saying? And I'm interested in working with niggas who are doers. This class is about doers. Herb packs, spiritual baths, all that shit that we offer, and even just listening as a dedicated remix listener for free. I respect that. If you don't have to spend no money. The fact that you show up here every week, Michael Pratt, is enough for me. You get what I'm saying? Dedicated to the information. You following what I'm saying? And that still does it for me. Jewel Diamond, that you're dedicated, you always here, and you support makes it worth it. You know what I'm saying? Black majesty in the building. So, all right, let's get down to some people.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines now. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This your boy, Griff.
Oh, that's my man,
hey, Griff.
He got through. Tell me that burger wasn't doing what it was supposed to do last night, kid.
Hey, man, you know what, brother? The line was so long. And I was standing there for like 15 minutes. I was like, you know what? I gotta come back on this shit. It just was just too long. But
oh,
I can tell
you bounced on us? You bounced on us? Oh, dog. You have certainly jipped yourself, player. We saved the sink for you.
Oh, you went back. I'm going back. I didn't realize it was the spot to be. It was just so
right. It was that serious. It was that serious. If you in ATL, it's called Yeah Burger. It's on fucking Howard Mill, and the other one is by Lil 5 Point. YEAH. And
They was in there like it was a nightclub. It was just so
You had to get a number and go to your seat. You know what I'm saying? They call your number. This shit is crazy. And all that shit, you know, all that gluten-free, hand-cut, all of that shit. They got a list of the farms where they get this shit from. You know what I'm saying? This in Pennsylvania, Blueberry Farms by a guy named Joe. He grows the turkey. So the shit is crazy. So two things. Me not eating a turkey burger or meat for 4 months was off the hook. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Bo Erder was in class, like, how do I get there? How do I get to Yeah Burger? I said, nigga, you came to the lecture. You take the same motherfucking route, nigga. Route 20.
Google it.
Get it on.
Google it.
Like, because Bo, like, damn, 4 states away. So, Griff, you're going to have to go back. At least you made the effort. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Griff, because I wanted to get you on the line so you could tell them a little bit about what's going on in the class so they can hear from you.
Yeah. See, the class, they know me. They know Miss Blue done got in my ass on several occasions. So, I need it. But since I've been in the class, my dreams been bigger. What I think about on an everyday basis just been more relaxed once you start to really get that one-on-one and you get the truth and you start to see that, you know, really you creating your own problems, but you don't know how to, you know, you don't know what to really do about it. But once you get the instructions, man, I really feel like it's going to be nothing for me to make my transition to what I want to become. I feel like, you know, my destiny is really in my own hand for real, you know. And I've been working with Miss Blue Kim Carr, with the Kim Cars, and my psychic ability, it's like I sit still, I be quiet, and I can know what's going to happen next. Where I'm sitting at, and, you know, it's just like shit just popping for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through a challenging situation for a financial right now, and I ain't even really, I wouldn't have grabbed that candle at 7 under last night, brother. I feel like, you know, it ain't going to deter me. You know what I'm saying? Where I know in the past I've been, fuck, what am I going to do, man? Shit, just stressed out. It really, like, I'm really getting a message, like, relax. And just do your work, do what you do. I got tons of shit that y'all done gave me, like, you know what I'm saying? Not even before I even got the card or going through the class. It's just so much shit that y'all give. And for you not to, for you not to sign up for in the class or just with all the tools that y'all give us, Bobby give us, man, you can't fail. I don't feel like you can fail. That's just an
undergrad. Right. There you go.
Beautiful.
There you go. Thank you for that truth, Griff.
I
want somebody else to at least hear somebody's true reaction that this ain't the soup up shit. What I did like what Griff said is that one-on-one, because that's what I noticed. I'm thinking, it's not extension on lectures. I'm doing intense training to make you appear. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
What I hear from Griff and the other students is, you walk away empowered. I hear him talking about real power. when you hear, when I've never heard people just from lectures on Facebook saying things like, I could do anything I wanted to do. I don't feel nothing could stop me. I hear them telling you a whole bunch of shit about Patah and Ra, a whole bunch of repeated information that they only heard Phil say, or Bobby say, or Panic say, or Blue say, or Dr. Africa say. So it's like a cheerleading thing for their ego. But you could feel when you hear Griff and other people take the M classes, my classes, even on a certain level of smoking the herb pack, that something in them triggers some form of confidence. They're able to back up all of that shit they talk about, melanin and kundalini and chakras and pineal and mayat. They're able to back that shit up or feel they have a method for obtaining some real reality change. You get what I'm saying? That's what the fuck is happening in these classes. That's what the fuck is happening with these tools. So I want to shout out my man Griff. Thanks again for telling that particular story.
Thank you, Griff.
Griff is a cool motherfucker too. You know what I'm saying? Cool motherfucker from the class. Putting in work. You know what I'm saying? Putting in work.
Yeah,
cool. I'm glad we got a chance to hear from
you. I just want to give y'all guys a shout out, man. It's like, you know, for if anybody thinking about, you know, finances, it's just, it's really like if you add up everything that we get, it's like it's still free. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's still free.
This exactly is like, what I would think. Like, you know, because what I'm asking for, I know niggas spend at clubs for real. And I know other motherfuckers got classes that could really put your ass somewhere else. I'm not asking for nothing like that. Not even nothing close to that. You know what I'm saying? And, like, people are surprised, and I go, that's it. And then I give you a payment plan. You get what I'm saying? If necessary. So, I mean, you know, Griff, that's another point Griff is pointing out. Really, what you get out of this, I ain't going to lie, and I'm not tooting my own horn. It's almost like it's free. You know what I'm saying? Because I do have an affinity to get black folks, especially remix folks now that I know y'all, disinformation, you get what I'm saying? If I had no rent to pay, then we have free classes. You get what I'm saying? I'm a realist. You know what I'm saying? Ain't none of this shit about balling. It's just about, this really keeps me going, so I'm able to keep doing more classes and more things, so I keep, and more remix and everything we're doing. You get what I'm saying? So, I do appreciate Griff for telling that. And like I said, I'll give you everybody's email who's willing to share their email, and you'll hear the story from them in a similar way from them. So it's not like it's just one thing with Griff.
Person,
Griff is just a guy who I knew was going to be on the phone today from class. If Bo Hurdle's in the room, he's from the class. I don't see her name is Kendra, but KT from the class. And I'm sure there's a lot of people in the class that I don't even know their name that's in the room. You know what I'm saying? I don't know their, what you call it. Because even in the class, like, three or four people's like, no, I heard the show Friday. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't even know they're there. And some of them are on the phone. Anyway, the point is that if they leave their emails, when I send out the class pack, I have the whole list of emails where you could just randomly pick one of them and say, well, how was the class? They told me, KT7, she's in the class. And I don't know if she's on the phone. If you're on the phone, Kendra, will get you on the phone and she can talk about it. But she's in the chat room and she'll tell you, ask her about the class or email her on Blog Talk. This shit is going down. You know what I'm saying? She was in class today. So this shit is real. You know what I'm saying? I can't say no more about it. I don't really want to say no more about it because I don't want this to be the come to my class show. Let's get some Q&A in. I want to
want to say that, man. Thank y'all, guys, man. I always appreciate y'all.
I appreciate you. I appreciate your energy when you come to the house as well. Griff comes to the house. And no, I have to keep saying this. If you live in fucking Tennessee or Alabama, I'm doing the classes over Skype, too, from the comfort of your home. If you're in the ATL area, just come to the house.
But you know what, brother?
You don't sound fucking crazy.
No, Keish and her dude, they come from all the way from Tennessee, and what he told me was it just...
Right, as a matter of fact, come to think of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, matter of fact, let me give him a shout-out. Aunt and Keisha, I get names wrong, But I want to give them a shout out too. You know what I'm saying? They come from Tennessee. They've been coming to the crib every for the 4 weeks, driving from Tennessee, and pretty much getting there on time. A real nigga. And he said, he told me what most niggas appeal to me about. He said, because when they hear other speakers talk, other speakers are talking that intellectual hippity-dippity shit. He said, you sound like a regular fucking nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the thing that motherfuckers was trying to shut me down for cursing
right.
and that bibbity-bop talk is actually my the greatest asset. He said, there's niggas, regular niggas, he'll just put me on for regular niggas. He said, them niggas can't turn away because they can relate to the niggerism in me. You know what I'm saying? And Shabazz, I didn't share this, but Brother Shabazz of Eye Opener said something interesting because I'm hard on myself. Like I said, I grew up with a father, you know, with same old shit. A man doesn't have to express himself with that cursing. So when I listen back, I'm like, damn, every sentence is a curse. But I'm telling this to Shabazz. Shabazz said, wait a minute. He said, nigga, you talk like that regular, so you not... It's not like you get on a remix
right.
and start throwing curses and shit. It's like, if I was on the phone with Blue, I'd be like, shit, motherfucker, fuck, motherfucker, nigga, fuck, snot, booger. Anyway, he said, no, that's how you talk anyway. And I didn't realize that that's how I talk anyway. So it's not a performance. You get what I'm saying? It's really me being myself. So the straight, regular nigga way, because I noticed that I'll meet conscious old ladies. And they'll be like, oh, Brother Panic, I love you. I'm like, how the fuck did this happen? Especially when we were doing the lectures. They'll say, well, I was conscious for 10 years, and because they were conscious for whatever, they have children who they made listen to elder conscious folks. But because they put the taste in their mouth, their children will get up on me. You get what I'm saying? And then their children will tell them about... Yo, you got to listen to Brother Panic, Ma. You know what I'm saying? And they said they'll get through the cursing, but they can hear the message. You get what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, okay. And then I feel all embarrassed and shit. But he's like, nigga, you talk like that for real. It embarrasses me because I don't talk like that in front of women, older women. You get what I'm saying? Any younger women, they getting problems. You should see the faces of the women in my class. I'll be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to focus on nipples. Not just regular nipples, nipples that are squeezed. Like they start, you know, folding their arms and crossing their legs. They're having a good time, you know what I'm saying? Because they know I ain't bullshitting with them. You get what I'm saying? Acting all whole teppy, they know where I'm coming from with it, and it ain't about nothing but what it's about. So,
Bob Marley.
Oh, yeah, we saw my Bob Marley. I was telling you, I was telling people in the class. That if y'all try to contact Bob Marley, any chick, he going to try to fuck your chick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know that. Bob Marley's a nasty bastard. You know what I'm saying? That nigga's before and he going to play with you. You know what I'm saying? I had a girlfriend 3 nights in a row. Oh, Bob is taking me in the water, and he's cleansing me in the water. And we were in the lake in the bubble clouds. Then the fourth night, she woke up and was walking around holding a pussy, going, ow, what the fuck did that nigga do to me? I'm like, oh, that nigga fucked you? I was like mad, like it was real fucking, you know what I'm saying? And then every other chick that I was talking to, they were like, yeah, I want to contact Bob. And then, ooh, he was tickling my vagina. I'm like, yo, this nigga's a horny bastard. Fucking one love. So one of the girls in the class, her dude was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she liked Bob. She started crossing her legs. I was like, see, I know he already got at you. He been at you, girl. So, and we be keeping it real like a motherfucker. It's real funky. They know what it is. Every girl in my class just go the brother and sister route because they know. They won't have to think in that direction because there's no punches being held. You know what I'm saying? Khadija already gave it up. She don't even make faces. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, nigga. Just wash your ass, get in the bed. So, you know what I mean? The whole, I didn't know. soak your balls, get in the bed, and just don't put them crusty-ass feet on me, and we good. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've been trying to get all comfortable, you know what I'm saying? Feet be cutting up, Khadija. You know, I ain't cut my nails in a while, so I had to cut my nails last night so we could cuddle. Cutting up her fucking shins and shit. You know what I'm saying? She's real funky. So all of that shit to say, no, it's real. And like I said, I make a, and I'm finding now that I'm making more of a connection with real niggas. Because they're feeling the realism. And, you know, just the, and they're really feeling the honest talk. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I'm glad now I'm starting to see it's more of an attribute when I wasn't really too proud of that. And Blue would tell you, I'm like, you know, I don't know why all this cursing is coming out, because I could explain myself in any situation without using one curse. Thoroughly, give him saying. But I find myself, shit, motherfucker, I'll be listening, somebody will say, so, niggas will repeat what I'm saying. I'm like, woo, that's hot. Who said that? You. Or I'll be listening to some shit somebody will send me for like 3 minutes before I realize, oh, that's fucking me talking. Because I don't know who the fuck that is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who the fuck that is. So it's interesting. You know what I'm saying? But that's a brother who was like, yo, kid, you know what I'm saying? He said, I always felt these things, but nothing has ever spoken to me because everyone is being dignified. You know what I'm saying? So nothing's really spoke to me on the niggery level. He said, you explain that shit is some regular hip-hop shit. And I wasn't able to get with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm so, okay, you know, but he still said he fucked with Bobby and all the rest, but it didn't really speak to him. So this brother comes from, with his girl, with his, he told me that was one of his girls, so she didn't seem to mind. So I guess, you know, that's his best friend, though. And, but they come, you know, from Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to shout them out, my man, Ant. And you know what I'm saying? You talking about serious motherfuckers. He paid for him and her for the entire class in one shot. You get what I'm saying? That's how serious certain people are about this and understand. So I can't give them half-ass. You get what I'm saying? The classes are from 1 p.m. to 4. They got let out close to 7 yesterday. We started at 1. Motherfuckers nodding off. But I'm giving it to them, especially now, because I got mad energy. Like I said, I did the remix on Friday, class with them on Saturday, class this morning, and you see I ain't stopped talking yet. You get what I'm saying? So the energy, the spiritual energy is there. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful. Niggas on some organic shit right now. So with that being said, these motherfuckers is falling asleep on me damn near, flapping their legs. They're supposed to go at 4. We bounced that. It had to be like 7, 7:30 yesterday, and we started at 1. So you get more bang for your buck. We're only supposed to do 3 hours. So it depends on what it is. Now, if it's done in 3 hours, it's done in 3 hours. I'm not promising everybody hours and hours. But it is what it is. We ain't stopping until we got that spirit right. You get what I'm saying? KT, no. We went pretty late today. KT was online, and she's in the room, KT7. We stopped at 5:30, which is early. Because more people came to the house on Saturday. Shit, that's the energy when niggas is there. You know what I'm saying? So that shit is all night. Only because I was scared Burger was going to close, else we still be in class now. You know what I'm saying? We be in class right now. Motherfuckers be sitting around, all right, wait a minute, let me just do the remix, then we going to get back to fucking Altars in a second. All right, so let's get to some questions. Cause we'll, like I said, you give me rant and we'll be talking all night.
All right, Dad.
All right, Griff. I'm going to see you next week, bro.
All right.
Man, I appreciate you. I appreciate that info you laid on the folks, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get that year burger, kid. Get that year burger.
Yeah. Got to go during the evening, man. That thing be
They got the veggie burgers, too. The veggie burger was right, but fuck it. You know, if you eat turkey, you know they got the chicken and all that shit. That's dead for me. The most I'm going is turkey. But that shit was fucking, it tastes like some shit from your mom's used to make when she actually loved you.
Aww.
It really did. Now she hates your ass ever since she was a teenager. She doesn't hate your ass. Who the fuck ate my half a chicken? But I'm talking about this is that shit when she really thought she was cute. You know what I'm saying? Go and eat, baby. We made this with love. I'm like, oh, my God, that shit was so good. Like, I got in the car and wanted to go to sleep. What was born? I was so open. I said, we need to go get dessert somewhere now. And just so y'all know, I just beat Miss Blue's ass in a game of Ruzzle. That's going to be nothing.
Wait a minute. Let me look. I can't look right
go
now.
Look. That's all right.
I can't look right now.
Let me tell you. I'm going to be beating Blue's ass in Ruzzle. She gave me her Ruzzle name. I found out she played Ruzzle. I'm like, oh, this is going to be embarrassing. She didn't hook it up to her face because y'all niggas will be challenging her all day. I told her don't do
Rizzle,
that. Y'all going to be challenging Ms.
Rizzle,
just to say it. Just to say it.
If you play Rizzle, get on Rizzle.
She did one game. We still didn't finish the game. So I did two. I'm like, oh, no. I seen that first one going, Miss Blue, you need to come harder. Granted, she was putting up the show at the time.
I was
going to see
up
how
the
she
show,
comes.
So, uh-huh.
That's all right. I was getting ready to do the show at the time. We're going to see what Miss Blue got in her word game. And then I'm going to get at her sister, because her sister's supposed to be something.
Oh, everybody plays Rizzle. Everybody in my family plays Rizzle. I've seen Panic put it up, and I have mentioned it. Over the whole since last year, the end of last year to this year, I've been playing Rizzle.
Y'all been playing since last year? Oh, y'all knew I've been playing 4 weeks. Oh,
Rizzle.
My God. Y'all some cheaters already.
Since about the end of November, I've been playing Rizzle. A cute little game. You can play it on the computer. You can play it through the Android market. You can also play it on iPhones. You can play it online. I have the free version. No need for me to get myself all maxed out. Panic got the high-speed version. So we're going to
see the way you threw that shit in there, though. I don't have the high. It costs $1.99 for the full version. You try to, like, I spent all my Earpack money to get this shit on a Ruzzle level. Like, Patty got the high speed, like I got the extra Ruzzle. Now it should cost $1.99 on the goddamn Galaxy 3. I used a Google Wallet. That's 1/10 of an herb pack. You know what I'm saying? That's one joint out of an herb pack price. And all you really do is see statistics. And you can add a different face. You can add like a goblin face. See, I see how you try to throw that shit in there. You know what I'm saying? Khadijah is stuck on Ruzzle. You know what I'm saying?
It relaxes me. It helps to relax me. It's just one of those things in between me chilling out. I'll just be sitting there in between sessions, in between working, in between going here and there. I have my little phone, and I'm just Rizzling it. And so, you know. Hey, you guys, I'm just saying, get with it. It's just an extra little thing.
These niggas already playing that bullshit. They trying to act like they not. They playing that shit. They playing fucking Farmville, all that bullshit, too. Trying to fake like they got better God goddess shit to do. Y'all niggas at Esther play. I know Esther's playing Ruzzle. You know that.
I never went back.
She's not relaxing. Khadijah's not relaxing playing that shit. If you win against her, she got a vendetta against your ass. I'm going to beat this motherfucker. Like, she's been playing this one lady for, like, fucking 3 weeks straight. She almost got me, but I got her ass. And she was like,
I play people all over the world in Rizzle. I don't even care who you are. I just play you, and we go from there. And
you better care who I am.
I'm straight about my game.
I'm going to brag every time. I'm going to take screenshots.
So once I beat Panic in the game, you guys, you'll see the screenshots. We'll put them up on Facebook.
You're going to see them from Blue. Well, you ain't going to see them from me. I'm going to show you the slaughter I put on her. Watch.
Remember, he has the upgraded version. I am still playing.
That don't do nothing. You still got to get your rubber on. You know what I'm saying?
I can get
the upgraded version only means I only get to see how many times I beat you after the fact.
This, you know what I'm saying? It's very relaxing and fun for me. I don't do many of the games. I've never been a big game person like that, but it's a fun
I got you in the Farmville before, though. Don't think
yes,
I forgot that.
Yes, Farmville and Cafe
and
World,
you had,
I haven't
and,
been
and
back.
You had, and I know your kitchen used to be a mess even when everybody was playing that. You still was slacking on them dishes.
That's all right.
I'm like, you ain't doing other shit.
He used to work in my restaurant, you guys. You know, he used to work in my restaurant in Cafe World.
I mean, you see how she throw that little, she talk about that little bullshit. Somebody will panic. Can you sit up with the bullshit and start with the Q&A? Get your ass out of the room, nigga. This is free. What the fuck you think you, nigga?
We're going to go to Q&A because I see you guys on the phone lines and you're waiting. You're waiting to talk to Brother Panic. So we're going to go. We're going to
put that nigga on the phone, the syllabus.
We're going to go to the
silly
phone
bitch on.
Line.
Put the silly bitch on the phone.
We're going to go to the phone line, you guys. I know you have questions for Brother Panic, so let's do that. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 512. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, holy shit. Did I really get on?
Yes, you did. Who's on the line, please?
This is Brother Michael. I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Brother Michael.
Yeah, I've been trying to get on since, like, March.
Wow. Damn. Well, I'm
not
good.
March.
You see, I talk so much shit, that's hard to, you know.
No,
I mean, I can see why it's hard. So
you
what's
know,
going
like,
on,
I
Mike?
Had, yeah, I mean, I've been, well, I came on one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I sent you an email. I sent you an email, like, a while back. And it was about, like, I really wanted to get in the magic classes,
okay. But
I couldn't because it's, like, stupid here in Texas. I'm doing, like, massage, and they don't let us accept tips. I'm not saying
I
haven't.
That is stupid. I mean, for massage, you know what I'm saying? I say it's stupid because it's Khadijah does massage now on the weekends, and everything is tip. You know what I'm saying? That's the.
But you're
know what
you're
saying?
A
that's
student.
Everything.
Are you still a student right now? You're still a student, and you're doing your massage at the school.
Yeah, it is. It's called internship.
Yeah,
I'm
you're doing that.
Therapy.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. When you get your friends and you get your family, you can get tips from them. They're just telling you at the school not to get tips. Yeah.
Well, it is, I wanted to say, it is the most, because me, I'm like, I guess what they call like an empath, so I have to like really work at guarding my energy, because that is like one of the most energy draining, like,
you will pick up on everybody's bullshit, even, you don't even have to, you just could be conscious and pick up on everybody's bullshit. So to be an empath and do that shit is like Minority Report. Turn on your umbrella. Go to the left.
He's
walking crazy. Move right. Oh, you got breast cancer. Mm-hmm.
I was talking to, because I'm really close. I'm like Aleem's protege. Like I say that because me and Aleem are like real tight. I've never actually met him in person. But like,
good brother.
I've been on this. Yeah, you know, I mean, he's one of my favorite, but for the first time, he kind of, well, I came on the show basically one time with Brother Wayne Chandler, and we were talking about, like, trying to make higher consciousness hip-hop music, because I've always been with the hip-hop thing, like Aleem and I were working on a joint called Sons of Mars and Pluto, that's going to be on his album, Last Naga Track and Chronicles or something like that. But I was just going to say a couple things. I'm not sure I necessarily have a question, but it's more so like information I want to tell you, and then I want to see if I can get like your opinion on it.
Okay. What is that?
Because me, it's like, I'm Scorpio. And I mean, I know you say, like, with the zodiac, like, try not to pay attention. Like, don't let it
so
rule
what
you.
I say about the zodiac, no, it's all real. Or anyone who tell you anything about the zodiac is real. But your ultimate, okay. Well, my ultimate goal is, and this is what the Christ energy is about, dominating all of that. So to co-sign with being a Scorpio, that's a part of the game, but that's a level of thought. You get what I'm saying? When you become that God that everyone is claiming they are, that 13, the idea, the word discipline is the root of disciple. So that means you discipline all of these, this circle that you're in, and you become beyond that. So on a certain human level, Scorpio rules, but on a certain God level, Scorpio says you can't get with a Pisces and Thursday's your day.
No, my girlfriend.
So, right. You know, I mean, I'm saying if it says you can get with a Pisces or whatever, despite going by those rules, will they work? Do they work? Absolutely. Is Mercury going to retrograde? But mind you, before you even knew what the fuck that was, you wasn't even thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? So it's things that you co-sign with. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? To be absolutely clear what I'm talking about. If you decide to co-sign with it, then it will rule your life. If you decide to take steps to go beyond it, you can overcome it. That's what Christ energy is about. You're beyond that or going beyond that.
I got
you. Saying?
I got you. I was going to say, now this could be, I mean, it could be hard to believe unless, like, you knew. But basically, she's a good friend of mine, right? And, I mean, she's had, like, crazy experiences, and she was really young, and her name is Felicia Crowley, and what she was telling me is that I don't know where somehow some conspiracy theorists got it that like that it was like George Bush's I don't know grandfather grand. Whoever, but according to what she's saying, that's not true. That's actually her great uncle, and
okay.
I mean she's just had great experiences. But the weird thing is, ever since like I put like I don't know, I really got into the occult so I was just really interested in trying to contact, I guess, and. I've been necessarily. He does crazy shit.
Who are you trying to contact?
Crowley.
Oh, Crowley.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends on how many levels you want to go. But there's a book by an author called Konstantanos. Konstantanois or some shit like that. One word. He has a book, How to Speak with Spirits. I would say for some, if you're really starting and you have to even ask me, I would say just get more information on how to summon spirits. I think that's the name of the book, How to Summon Spirits. There's another, I mean, you could just go on Amazon and they'll show you methods on how to speak different ways to divine spirits. You get what I'm saying? It's talking to, let's say, Crowley, which I have done. It's a detail. You're not going to figure that out in one sentence. You get what I'm saying? There are many ways to start. It's a process. Talking to spirits is a process because what you're doing is talking to different forms of light.
Okay.
And they can you're only communicating if you have accumulated enough light. Light is energy. Light is knowledge. Light is information. So if you don't have the information to do it, that just says you don't have enough light to deal with, especially with someone who is dealing with a certain amount of light. Now you may be the regular person and have communication with Crowley because remember we did have this light before. So as we're born, some of us we have now called it gifts. You get what I'm saying? Some of us still have these gifts, but technically some these gateways are still open in some. Folks, and some folks is totally shut down based upon humanity. So when you say things like I'm a Scorpio and I do Scorpio shit, that's another way of saying I'm not a light being. I'm a person that's following Scorpio. So that's the importance of saying, I know I'm a Taurus, and if I'm in Walmart, I'm probably going to do Taurus or Pisces or Scorpio shit. But when I'm dealing with my occult science, I am not a Taurus. So I am not held down to Taurus, Pisces, or Scorpio shit. This thought process, this method of thinking, what it does, it allows you to have this, at the very least, an open mind to be able to receive higher forms of light, not already light that's dictated by Scorpio. You follow what I'm saying? So by you co-signing with a Scorpio, you can only be what a Scorpio has to offer. This is not wrong. This has nothing to do with right or wrong. It has everything to do with trying to experience something greater than Scorpio. So once you have and start adapting that mentality, what you're starting to do is saying you open yourself to receive greater forms of light. Why are black people walking around dead? Why are black people walking around and anything is happening to them? Nothing can protect them spiritually because they don't have enough light, and spirits see and communicate with light. So the object here is through first book learning, which is a very low level, logical understanding, and then the understanding of what that book level is supposed to feed in terms of light. That's what I teach in class, how to feed the information you're learning into the correct portion of you to turn it into a light that can communicate with things like Crowley or whomever. Really, Crowley is you want to talk to like Jimi Hendrix. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, I got
Crowley.
Crowley
was someone who was trying to become a nigger. How about we just talk to some Negroes? You get what I'm saying? The best of Crowley is in his books, and those are damn near incomprehensible. You get what I'm saying? The better understanding of Crowley is you probably should read Lon Milo Duquette, who is probably one of the best persons that break. He, and at one point, he ran the OTO, who broke down a lot of Crowley's work. And was able to, make it plain. You get what I'm saying? Crowley, on the other hand, if you look at his documentary, I don't think I put it on YouTube, but I had it for a while. He really wasn't a success. The best thing he's done was actually get the revealing from AWOS, which was the Book of the Law. Everything else, he actually failed. The Goetia is actually incomplete. He never really summoned them, even though him and McGregor Mathers had plenty of invocation and discovered 72 names, but he never really contacted them. In fact, that house he moved in, all the goatic and the demonic contact, all that shit failed and somebody died. Crowley actually got famous after the fact. He was so sinister that once he died, his rep became what it was and shit. And actually the Beatles putting his face on that one album is what did it.
Yeah.
So not trying to discourage you from trying to contact him, but you probably will get more fucking revealing from fucking Joe Louis, Phyllis Hyman. You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, all of these so-called dark and demonic forces that they were trying to connect and contact with, we're the personification of it. And so much so, we brung that so-called darkness that Crowley was trying to do into light, which is the process. So we are the light beings from that darkness, which is just the nothingness of the unseen. We are the wonderful manifestation of it. So we're the end result of what Crowley was at the beginning of trying to contact. You get what I'm saying? He was only contacting the priest of Horus. You the Horus beings. You get what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, hardcore.
Not trying to discourage you from contacting him, but kind of saying there's a bigger picture in your contact.
When she was getting the messages, like he would just randomly come into her dreams, and
if it's her and that's what's happening, then she should go for it. And if he's randomly coming in her dreams, that means she's already making contact. So all she would need to know is how to interpret her dreams through the symbols and how to, whatever's being said in the dream, how to make that shit into a reality or make it into something that's usable for her based upon her interpretation or you and her interpretation.
Right. Well, what she was saying is that he wanted me to study his work, I guess.
Then that is the message. Then the question wouldn't be, the question wouldn't be, how do I contact Crowley? That's the message, study his work. Get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I would say a good thing, because, I mean, like I said, his work is damn near incomprehensible to the average man unless you could understand a lot of symbology. Lon Milo Duquette is one that breaks it down. And Lon Milo Duquette was on Miss Blue's show. He's also on Facebook. He has a shitload of books. He has books like Understanding Crowley's Thought Thoreau. You get what I'm saying? So
right.
I would look into that. Or perhaps you will have a mind for it. Crowley himself, if he told you to study his work, you may see it and have all sorts of epitomes. So don't stop at what I just say. You get what I'm saying?
It's weird because, I mean, it's just, it looks like we are doing the same type of, like, because me, that's what I consider myself. I mean, I'm only 19, but, like, I really, my soul calls to be, like, that deep, you know, occultist, like, that type of thing. Like, I really want to just get into it, you know what I mean?
Well, then you're into it already. You get what I'm saying? You got to realize if it's already there and it's calling you, that means you've already been in it or into it. That's the whole thing. That's the kind of things you learn in Blue's Akashic Record reading, that you're already there. You're already into it. You're only re-realizing these things. You get what I'm saying? You're only lining it up. So you may have already known Crowley or worked with Crowley already in a lifetime.
I was just going to say one last thing, if that's cool with
you. No problem. Yeah, that's fine.
I was going to say, because, I mean, I know it's in my soul, but, and I don't know how far, it's somewhere in my DNA, but I'm not sure that I'm 100% like African. Like, I definitely have melanin, like, but
right.
As in, I just want to make sure that I have, like my soul screams
if you have melanin, a little dab will do you. Don't even listen to my words, listen to what white people said during slavery. One drop of nigga is a nigga. So whatever little drop you got, you need to work that motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? You got a little dick, you better do a lot of back action. A lot of back action.
Are you saying that you feel in your soul that you've been some other nationality other than black? Is that what you were saying?
No, I feel that it is. No, that soul is within me, is what I'm saying. Like, the melanin pretty much comes through my mom's side because she's South
American. Then that's it. You got a black mother,
right.
You're a nigga. You got a black mother, you're a nigga. You're a nigga, you got a soul. A soul is nothing but
I have brown eyes. I have, like, really dark brown eyes.
You got a black mom? You got a black mom?
Well, she's South American.
She's got melanin? She's got melanin.
Yeah.
She's the Django Unchained.
I'm gonna tell her.
Right, so don't spend your time worrying about that. Let's say this, and I've said this before. If you're the whitest white man, you're just in another position and try to do what you can to evolve. You get what I'm saying? This system is so messed up now. In the last lifetime, you could have been an African. Who do what you need to do. You get what I'm saying? You get hung up on that, ain't nothing gonna happen.
Yeah,
that's
what Aline told me. Aline told me was just like, quit worrying about that. Just get the pineal activated and that.
Right.
I mean, it's just
right.
Like,
right. It's not a popular thing because most black people are still mad at white people, but whatever. Put it like this.
I laughed my ass off at the Django Unchained movie.
Well, shit, so did I. You know what I'm saying? I was hoping that, you know, I one day I could go around and whip some white people. You know what I'm saying? That's funny to me, too. Whipping white people is hilarious, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's a whole different thing. The point is this. Let's say you're the whitest of white person, ain't shit you could do about it anyway but talk to Crowley, like you said. So what are you going to do anyway? You know what I'm saying? You don't need me to tell you you have a soul. You better figure that shit out yourself. You know what I'm saying? Fake it until you make it. Make up a soul. Make one in shop class, like a hand turkey, something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say.
If you got dark melanin in your family, ooh, it's your lucky day. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, it's your lucky day.
Yeah.
All right, brother. I know you waited till March to talk.
Right. I was just going to say, I really appreciate you, Brother Panic, because you inspire me to make my own path, not follow, like, all these other people, like, you know, do what thou will, you know, find my own path.
Good.
So
I really appreciate you for that. I'm glad that that's exactly what it's all about. That's what consciousness is all about. Your individual path. We need to stop getting caught up in this whole entire, we're supposed to do one thing and they're supposed to act a certain way. That's tantamount to nothing but religion. So I'm glad to see you getting that message, young man. You're 19, you're very young, you got a long way to go with study. Sound like you really interested, never lose that interest. And believe you me, no matter what it is you are, by studying this information, it will have an impact on you, no matter what it is you start out as. But your mother's black, you is a lucky fella. You good.
Well, yeah, South American. And then I asked Aleem, and Aleem's like, well, that's more. That's Asiatic.
Yeah, that's niggas. This niggas.
But that's funny because I was going to say, Miss Blue, my mother was going to pay for my Akashic record reading. I'm the Michael that you keep hearing about, if you heard about
me. I haven't heard about you, Michael, but it's fine.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I just want to say, yo, I really appreciate it, Brother Panic. And
no problem, brother. I'm glad you finally got through, Michael.
Maybe one day, Michael, you can sing that song, Michael. You can sing one of your songs for us.
Django.
There it is.
All right, Mike. Good luck, Mike. Do what you do. Good luck.
Do you. Keep
about going beyond. Gain that light. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. I appreciate that.
See where it takes you, brother.
All right.
All right.
Peace.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, is that me?
That is you.
Hey, this is Kendra. I'm calling from Brooklyn. How are you? Hey, Miss Blue.
This is KT.
Yeah.
This is KT from class. Another person from class. Tell them about class, KT. Kendra.
Yeah, I just wanted to say real quick that just everybody who might be thinking about it or is just a fan of everything that Brother Panic does, you just get so much in the class. It's so dense. It's so thick. Every little subject, you could be spending like weeks, months on each little thing. So, and
beautiful.
You think even if you listen to the shows, because I've listened to the shows through the years, but just being in class, there's something about it, it just clicks. It's like, I don't know if just hearing him, I don't know what it is about it, but, you know, you say one thing that day, and it's like, oh, I get it. So
it's a different thing from lectures, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A different thing from lectures. This is a straight training. This is a training on how to be a peer. You will never need me again. You will only come to lectures for the fun of it. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, in the little information that's going on, but you will feel empowered. That's what I believe. You know what I mean? You will feel empowered. Before we forget, Kendra is an artist, an off-the-hook artist. So you want to give them your email, Kendra? If people want to get at you for some pictures? I'm talking about off-the-hook, like, I'll do a lecture. She'll draw a picture that was inspired by it that's profound within itself. You know what I'm saying? In short, if I ever had to do some damn tarot cards by biting off of Miss Blue, Kendra's the one I would call. You know what I'm saying? Logos and all of that. And she came to the lecture and brung me these cards, which I still have, like postcards, advanced drawing. So give them your email, Kendra, so if people want to get at you, just see your work or whatever it is you do, you need to put that out there.
Oh, thank you. Okay, well, my email is infiniteart777@yahoo.com.
Spell it out for people.
Infinite, I-N-F-I-N-I-T-E, art, A-R-T, 777@yahoo.com.
All
okay,
right.
You have a website or anything?
I don't have a website yet, no, but that's one of my goals this year.
They'll get at you there. So any questions or anything like that? And I want to thank you, too, for your testimony on the class. And, of course, I'm going to see you next Sunday and all that. And I appreciate you taking the class and asking the questions that you asked today.
Thank you.
Trying to put my ass to the task. All right. Any questions now for the remix and any of that stuff, Kendra?
No questions. Just, you know, if anybody's on the fence,
okay.
just do it, you know. It's really amazing.
Okay.
You definitely get confidence in what you're doing.
Okay. Well,
beautiful.
Then I appreciate the call and love that I just got.
Much love. Much love.
All right.
Yeah,
Peace and love.
Thank you.
I talk to you soon, Kendra. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 504. You're live in the remix.
Oh.
Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo.
Yo, yo.
Hello?
Yes.
I was like, did she misread the number? She said 504.
Oh, it's 540, but you knew it was you.
You talking about me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, I'm over here talking shit. What's up?
What up? What you talking shit about?
Nah, it's all right. Because this Yvonne, I'm calling from Virginia. But you said calling from 504. So I was like, dang, I thought she was talking about me.
No.
540.
Turned
How you
out
doing,
people.
Ms. Blue? How y'all doing?
Pretty
good.
How you feeling? How's everything in Virginia?
It's cool, I guess.
That's what I like to hear, shit. Ain't nobody getting shot. Any questions for the night, my sister?
Let's see. Yeah, I do got a question. Why every time I hop on the line, I draw a blank?
Say that one more time.
I say every time I hop on the line, like, I draw a blank.
You hop
I had like
what?
A million questions for you today, like, and can't think of one.
Oh. You say you're drawing a blank now. It's in you.
Yeah.
It's in you. We're gonna pull it out your brain in 1 second.
All right, that's cool.
Holding on to the hematite. Okay, I got it. Brother Panic, what did you have for lunch today? You went to Joe's Crab Shack. Ain't nothing coming, VA? Want us to come back to you?
Well, what you want us to come back to you, I'll let you hold that thought. If you have a question for Brother Panic, I'll come back. I'll check on you. We'll go to the next caller. So hold the line, and thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All right. Peace. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 814. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Tori. I'm calling for, I was in Panic class today. I'm calling from Erie, Pennsylvania. How you doing, Miss Blue?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Yeah,
Tori.
What's going on, Brother Panic?
Tori, yeah. What's up, bro? Another Festivus miracle. Tori, hey, Tori, what am I thinking about? Please, Tori, would you share with the people how the class is doing for you?
Oh, man, it's going excellent, man.
I'm glad to hear it, Tori.
Yeah, it started way before that, man. I mean, Gnostic thought, and that changed my life. So, you know what I'm saying? The class
good,
right now.
Good.
Beautiful.
You know, the class is going good, doing a lot of the studying and a lot of the practices. But, yeah, the reason why I had called was for
good,
the my question was about dreams. I wanted to ask you earlier, but yeah, it was slipping my mind. Like, I dream a lot. Like, you know, sometime in the night, I dream about 4 or 5 times, but I only can remember, like, one specific dream. So a question I want to ask you, like, a book or something I can do to remember all of them or to point me in the
that's
right direction.
That's exactly what we talked about this weekend. That's where the astral traveling would come in. When we talked about in class how the techniques of astral traveling, ultimately what starts to happen is you're bringing your consciousness of the conscious mind becomes the bitch of the subconscious mind, which is the astral world is the realm of the subconscious. And I talked about how the conscious mind during your waking state is constantly chattering, which actually blocks what your subconscious mind is trying to communicate. So when you sleep and you dream, your subconscious mind is in full communication while the conscious mind is docile. But what we do, though, because we fall asleep instead of consciously going to sleep, meditating to sleep, or techniques to bring ourselves to sleep, or programming for sleep, what we do is leave our waking consciousness in the human body as the subconscious mind runs amok. So when we wake up, we're just remembering fragments of what the dream was trying to tell us. So when you get into the astral projection, the astral traveling, the techniques that I teach in class and the books that I give for you to learn out of, what you start to begin to do is bring your waking consciousness in the dream world with you. So you become an audience member. It, the same way you have the conscious mind running the subconscious mind when you're waking, the conscious mind now becomes a bitch to the subconscious mind. So you become aware. It eventually gets to lucid dreaming. You become aware in the dream world. Therefore, when you wake up, you retain more information, more consciousness. So I'm like Brother, I'm the same Brother Panic in the dream world. I'm not this guy who just wakes up and goes, okay, it was my grandmother, an elephant, and blah, blah, blah. So that's why I went into the detail in class about the books on symbology, the basic symbology, what the symbols mean to you, because what it's doing is the astral traveling will get you to start to remember more, because just quite simply, without giving away everything that's in the class, that's how you get to remember your dreams in more detail through the practices that we talked about in astral travel.
Yeah.
Bringing more consciousness in the dream world. Like I said, and it's really just a matter of simply us falling asleep after a hard day. It's like you're not bringing nothing with you. You just leave it. The idea is you leave everything behind in the bed. That's what would have to change. You're bringing shit with you now. And you still wake up. Your mind will be rested. You will still have a full night's rest, even though you had a full thinking night. You get what I'm saying? A full conscious night. So the more you do it, the more you will retain more of your dreams. You get what I'm saying? And the one, and you know, the Astral Dynamics books by Robert Bruce is good. The other ones that I mentioned, you know what I mean, give you more of an idea of what to expect. The one by Gavin and Yvonne Frost, the astral traveling book, the little blue one, by Gavin and Yvonne Frost, those give you an idea of what to expect. You get what I'm saying? When you start to deal with the astral world, eventually you get to what they call lucid dreaming. That'll happen the more you astral travel. All right? Does that answer it, Tori?
Yeah, that answered, because I can remember, like, I can remember like a certain dream during the night, but I know during the night I've, like, you know, several dreams, and it kind of, like, I want to remember them all. Yeah, I know it'll come with time.
Okay, reoccurring dreams. Let me say that, reoccurring dreams. Reoccurring dreams is a lifelong equation your subconscious mind is trying to work out. So remember the symbol books that I gave out, you know what I'm saying? Esperanza, the book is called Astral Dynamics by Robert Bruce, The Secret to the Out-of-Body Experience. Now, the reoccurring dreams, remember I said your subconscious mind is constantly trying to, because it's your real mind. So it's constantly trying to communicate with you. It is the spirit world. It is the hidden world. It is the darkness that everyone's trying to get into. And it's the darkness that you're trying to bring into the light. You're really trying to do things, techniques, to make that your subconscious mind, which is the guardian of reality. You're trying to manipulate and change that because that's what changes your reality. And you're trying to use that portion of your brain to be the guide, which is your spirit, basically. So in the class, I teach many, many, many techniques on how this is actually done, how you're living. You know, you only use 10% of your brain. Well, that other 90% is a different aspect of your brain, and it's a different way to access that portion of your brain. You do not access it with more intelligence, which is the biggest mistake. You're accessing a very low portion of your brain, which is this intelligence, logic, and reason. That is childish even compared to the Kamite. But because we are living in a white reality, and that's the ceiling on what they can access, we have come to co-sign with that being the greatest portion or the expansion of it will get you over. For instance, it's the same kind of way we think we're going to beat white people at going to their colleges and become better than them. That's just as ridiculous as that they're going to go to Africa, learn magic, and be better than you, because that is your technology. You get what I'm saying? So the idea here is it's a reordering in our access to the 90%. That's what you learn in my class, which is the practical understanding or the norm, with the true understanding of what the spirit world is, the dark side is, the hidden side is, and all the rest of that stuff that people like to say in theory is nothing more than accessing deeper accesses of your mind, that is sleep, the raising of the sleeping guard, the raising of the sleeping guard is, or the Osiris, or the rise of the Titans. They're talking about nothing but your subconscious mind that is sleeping or is in the underworld, which is underneath the conscious mind, which is the ego. So to raise that up, there's specific techniques, specific ways. And right, as Jesus Crystal said, the sleeping giant, that's the 90% of your mind. The 10% is what you give to earth. That's why in the Bible you give 10% of your tithes. That's what you give up. That's what you're not doing. So that 10% is what we're trying to apply ancient information that does not come to that portion of your mind. We're trying to use that to reconcile this information with a part of your mind that was created for children. See, when you're young, that's when you're supposed to learn reasoning, how to put on your socks, how to be fair, how to play with others. And when I deal with the chakras in class, I explain through how your lifetime you go through each chakra up until adolescence when you get to the heart chakra. See, for 7 years, it's the root chakra. Then to the next 7 years, it's the sacral. Then the next 7 years, it's the solar chakra. Then you turn 21, you're supposed to be going into the heart chakra. With all things, you were supposed to be going into the priesthood to learn to more love your essence. But see, that's why at 21, when you go to college, that's when you become aware of other people. But we're so dumb, we're listening to other people's fucking story. You know what I mean? Oh, you want to be a doctor and a lawyer, you're going to be good. So we think that's like some heart chakra shit. Oh, let me encourage my friend, and I love to go out and talk about myself. Like, that's heart chakra shit. But the true heart chakra shit at 21 is where you leave the wounded child of reason behind. And those represent the three chakras, the infant, the adolescent, and the pubescent child, which is where the damage has, and especially for us, based upon our Holocaust. So this is where you leave this behind in the heart chakra, and this is what I talk about in detail when I said your agenda must be left behind, because your agenda is dictated to you through these years in your life. When puberty, you didn't get the prom date, you didn't get what you wanted as an adolescent, the sneakers, and these lack of things that you didn't get leaves you in balance, and therefore if you go into the heart chakra with this imbalance, everything you see from a spiritual perspective becomes this deficiency. So you leave it at the heart chakra is the place of the wounded child, which you leave it alone. So I go through all of this detail on how to release these things. Like if I'm talking in the remix, I just have to say, well, you have to go beyond humanity. In the classes, I show you exactly in detail what that means and how to. And humanity is nothing more than the chakra light system and the emotions that you are pulled into, that you are locked into, thinking you're doing some hot shit, but because you have the agenda. See, for instance, if you had girls or felt girls were persecuting you in high school, you go into, now you become conscious. When you start to talk to spirits and when you start to see things, all it just becomes, oh, there's a spirit that's after you. Oh, there's something that's trying to get you. You need to clean your house. Oh, that's very dangerous. Why? Because you bring the agenda of your pubescent insecurities with you in the spirit world. So let's say you have a malfunction in your root chakra. Your moms didn't buy you cribs and shoes and breastfed you too much. Your uncle was a bit too frisky or whatever it is, where it created this deficiency of have not. So now that you become this grown, conscious person, didn't release these things, you bring this agenda into your spirit. So now you're talking to spirits because you hot shit. But what you're saying is everything you talk about is, oh, you need to do this spiritual shit so you can get a car, spiritual shit so you can pay your rent, spiritual shit so you can do all this material thing, because you're bringing root chakra shit in the higher self. So when I talk about having no agenda, meaning you need to be conscious for the sake of being conscious, you need to go beyond humanity, which is nothing but the emotions. Or even if you have these deficiencies, you need to be aware of them enough to know when to apply them, because they also protect you. You get what I'm saying? So if I'm arrogant, it may be a form of my protection, but I need to be arrogant when I need to be arrogant. I don't need to be arrogant when I do it in my study. You get what I'm saying? I teach this in detail in the class. So all of these techniques are the process of everything I've been talking about, where you may have heard a line and had these epiphanies, but I'm showing you how in this scenario, which is this quite simply, which is quite simply detailed technique on how to release and how to accumulate. You get what I'm saying? You're only doing two things on this planet: releasing what you don't want, negative and positive, pushing and pulling, releasing what you don't want and pulling what you do want. So I'm showing you the technique to how this is done thoroughly in class. Now, if you've been listening to the lectures on the remix, it's that too. But what people have been saying is the detail of what they're getting is a little bit more intricate than, you know, what you can receive in a lecture. Like I said, I have this 3 hours of chakra information on top of the 2 hours that I do. So I don't even be in a remix for 5 hours just talking about chakras. You following what I'm saying? Some of that shit I have to record and send people the recordings is just too long to talk about. You get what I'm saying? So we're talking about detailed information. I'm giving people shit from my book, breakdowns that are fucking ridiculous. I'm breaking down the Wizard of Oz and showing people the detailed chakra stories in that, in Willy Wonka, where this shit is all around them. And like, and as you can see, people are walking away feeling empowered. That's what we need to do here. That's what this shit is all about. We in 2013. If this shit is here, this is the time of doing. So let's get it on. Let's get another caller in. And, you know, I want to thank my man Tori for calling in. And I will see him next week. And I hope that answered his question.
All right. We're going to continue here live with Brother Panic, Q&A. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from Erica 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 347. I think they're not saying anything. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 856. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Dave calling from Jersey.
Greetings, who's on the line?
Sorry, I had to take off my earpiece. I'm just taking off Jersey.
That made it sound worse.
Yes.
There we go.
All
now
right, you got it. You got a question for Brother Panic?
Yeah, can y'all hear me okay?
Now we can.
We can. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But first, I just want to make a quick comment. I just want to thank you guys for doing your work. I'm out to the business class, Kim business class. I need to take the podcast class because I've brought just about every book that you recommended, and Bobby and you, Miss Blue, and I'm pretty much have all these pieces together. I need to put these pieces together. I have a pretty much a good clue, but I really would like to take the class that you have to offer. One of the roadblock stuff I hit was when I did some astral work. I got all the books you mentioned, and I read the book Astral Travel, and I got the Astrodynamic book. I started
That's
having
fine.
A stem, and I got the Panic Pack from you. I got the all of the books from you, Cycle and all that stuff. And I just have all these pieces together, and sometimes it's jumbled. I'm trying to put everything together, so I know the class will help me out. But one of the roadblocks I had was doing the astral traveling and doing the work when I'm sleeping. I began to encounter the same thing you mentioned, where you would wake up and you would still be exhausted. And I have the kind of job where I need to be alert, and I had to have a conversation with myself, basically. So I need to get some sleep for work, right? So I think I kind of shut it down back then because it stopped. Like it was so many different experiences, and it stopped. And I think I called before about it, but I don't think I worded it correctly. But my problem is I like to get some techniques from you and Ms. Blue about how to reactivate. Like I've kind of got pissed myself, and I was asking you before. I think Ms. Blue, what can I do? What did I do wrong? And I'm like, how do I react to it? Because I told myself to stop, and I can't get it started, as rich as it used to be, I'm like, what did I do?
I could already see, even the way you talk, you got a lot of energy. So you may, getting into the astral traveling, you may have jumped in it so quick, got a lot of spiritual revelation, and it you're getting so much that's wearing you out. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I would do is I just went, I knew that this wasn't going anywhere. See, what I hear from you, what I've heard from a few people, is that once they find something, they get so excited about it that they think it's going to go somewhere. So much so, when you told, I know it's in your mind because you told yourself to stop, and now you're saying, well, how could I get it back? If you did it once, that means you could do it. Ain't no going and coming. You get what I'm saying? This is something that you believe you can get back, which means that tells me that when you did it, you felt it was something you broke into almost as if you were doing a crime, and then you had to stay there. So you're exhausted because you were going very hard at it. You need to understand this is one of the things. It's a mindset that's going to help you. And the mindset you need to understand is this is your natural way of being. Your natural way of being. Once you understand that what you're doing is not nothing that is, let me find the right word for you, not nothing that needs to be stolen or hurried up or rushed, that you have every single night because you go to bed every fucking single night, to take just a little bit of what you need so you can still be rested and you can, take a little chunk and dissect that chunk without having to get a whole world of shit. Like, as if you're stealing it while the fucking pot is open, you get what I'm saying? Like, while nobody's in the house. So you got to slow it down, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what the herb pack is for. You got to slow it down and take a chunk. When you astral travel, start giving yourself tasks, basically saying, okay, I want to go to the Eiffel Tower. You get what I'm saying? Something simple, maybe even simpler than that. I want to go to my grandmother's house, my mother's house, and just see yourself there, a place that you know, a place that's not surprising. There's not going to be nothing that's going to be revealed to you. You're just trying to experience yourself outside the detail, the feeling. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would even recommend do it in your own house, in your own bathroom. See yourself in your own bathroom, then your mother's house, then your auntie's house, then the Eiffel Tower, then the pyramid. Then, in other words, build up to a point where you're balancing out what it is you're doing. What it sounds like, you're not balancing out what you're doing. You went into it abruptly, you stopped abruptly, and you made yourself convince yourself that you can't get back in. That's not the case, or you may have an expectation to get back to where you left off, if you will. Not necessarily. You know what I'm saying? If you got the books, like you said, then ain't nobody cannot do nothing. You got melanin, Neil Kundalini. I'm not better than anyone. The stars didn't open up and I didn't fall down. All I did was the techniques and put in the work. So can you.
Right,
so
right.
Just take your time a little bit. Know that you're not stealing nothing and try simpler stuff. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to the books again because when I read the books, it seems like it's an automatic opening almost. Mm-hmm. Like when I first read the book, that's
you got
where
a lot
everything
of power.
Started happening.
So you got a lot of power and a lot of energy. Do you do any meditation? Do you do any meditations?
Yes, I do, mm-hmm. but not that's regular.
What type of meditations do you do? What technique would you say you do?
I'd sit down and I just try to clear everything in my head. I'm usually in a dark room, dark space, and I just try to practice and clear my head and clear the noise and everything. And sometimes I have a calendar just for light, you know, something simple like that.
Yeah. Can I make a suggestion to you?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I want to say this. Here's one of the things. Immediately when you came on the line, even though I couldn't hear you, I was able to pick up the energy around you. I would suggest that when you're doing your meditation, that you don't go into a dark space and do meditation. In fact, depending on what part of the continent that you're living in, if you can get outside and get some sunlight and do some meditation, that'll be better for you. Change it up a little bit. You know, because just like Brother Panic said, your energy is moving way too fast. And in your aura, what I see is yellow, which yellow can be a very good color, but it's also kind of muddied down with a little bit of green. And that tells me that you have overtaxed yourself. You know, your energy is racing so fast that you have overtaxed yourself with your learning. And so you want to connect more with your solar plex energy. You can actually get you a citrine crystal. Because you're at the point right now that what you feel and what you believe to know true for yourself is that what you have learned, despite what's being told to you right now, you think you've got the best of it, that there's absolutely nothing else that you can learn about this. You got it. And so now you're kind of beating yourself up about why isn't it working the way you want. And so the recommendation is for you to bring more of that light in. They'll go more into the darkness because what's going to happen is it's going to start to reverse the energy the other way. So I would recommend that you do some meditation in the light, preferably if you can get outside in the sunlight, even if you're reading something or trying to do that. But I wouldn't even read anything, but just really go outside and really spend some time just sort of kind of absorbing the sunlight to bring that in into your solar plex because it's way too overtaxed at this point. It's almost like a car being parked and you pressing on the gas.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. I do feel
also,
that.
I wanted to add this before I forget. What you really need to do as well, you know, Ms. Vu is absolutely right. You skip the simplification process. The idea of a lot of this work is to start off simple. That's what I did. And build up. You went in feet first, the deep end. So Ms. Blue is absolutely right. And a few people in the chat room said it. Expectations are very big. That's one of the things I teach in class about the flaw of expectation and versus the idea of let's see where it takes me. This spiritual work, one of the keys to it Because it seems like the most complicated thing you could do, and it is the most complicated thing you could do, but the ancients and the ancestors and the ones that came before us left so many techniques, but that the one thread they have in common is simplification. So because we are in this white world of logic, we think the more logic, the more reason, the more in-depth information you get, the more advanced you are. When the niggas' idea of advance was making it plain, that's the whole idea of breaking something down, taking something complex and turning it into something simple. So when you follow these simple techniques, you build up the stamina to deal with something greater. You didn't have this thing. You tried to run a marathon without doing any push-ups. That's all that seems, which is nothing wrong, but now you have an expectation that you can swim this lap, but you're saying it yourself, but I was very tired. You get what I'm saying? Well, you didn't warm up yet. You get what I'm saying? So the meditation outside, like you said, is excellent. Don't go for the darkness. One of the easiest techniques I tell people to think of an apple. Try to experience it in your mind with all five senses, not because the apple is special, but because it's just a simple object.
Okay, yeah.
When I was a child who had that racing mind and all that energy, that was the first thing my father taught me how to meditate on. Then go to banana, then go to a bicycle. And what you're trying to do is really get to a point in your mind where you know how to focus on the details of the most simplest object. Therefore, that's the stamina that will build you up for the beginning of some true breakthroughs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I appreciate that. Do you have an opening? Do you not have any openings still for your next class? I missed it if you talked about it already.
Yeah, just as long as you email, the way it is with Skype, we can sure enough get a lot of people going. So, I just don't want to get, as long as it's not crazy per class. But this was a very big class. Everyone really got it, so I'm not really scared of the size. Come on in. Just send the email. As long as you're ready, we go. And if it gets too crazy, you just take the next one. I'm never going to stop them. This is the greatest thing I'm doing now. So,
I fly above everything you guys said because I appreciate that. But I fly above everything you said because I suspect a lot. And I did a lot of reading and stuff. So it's
not going to do it. The reading gives you a logical understanding that shuts down the conscious mind. It makes the conscious mind shut up because you have the scholarly thing. But the techniques are very slow because it's like these things are in a coma. If you were in a coma, let's say you're 20 years old. You were in a coma for, 5 years, 1 year. But say you're in a coma for 20 years, you just try to get out of bed, get some pussy. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You better learn how to jerk off first. You get what I'm saying? Learn self-love and all the rest of that kind of thing. Because your mind where this stuff works has atrophied. You haven't used it for anything. You get what I'm saying?
And that's one of the most frustrating things to go along with what you're saying is that I brought these books when times were going up, when I was working and everything, and now I have so much information, it's like I'm jumping around, but I'm like, I have a very scientific mind. I like to understand how things are. So everything is very fascinating, this whole thing, magical, just everything gels together because once a person gets into the science of it, it's like, like I say, the biology of magic, it's a lot of interesting thing. So my mind craves, not that I want to explain it and impress others, but I just like learning. And it's like I get deep into it, and I feel like I want to know more and more. But then it's like there's so much information I can only absorb so much at one time, and I want more and more and more. And I want to move in a certain pace. And it's happening very slowly here, and it's frustrating sometimes, because I want to do a lot more, but I feel kind of stuck with what I have to work with. So I do want to advance, and
You'll be badass. Like a motherfucker, if you slow it down and willing to put in the work, see, you have a very logical understanding. So you see, it seems like you have a big grasp of these books, so you know what it can do. And then, of course, if you hear stories from me, Blue, and Bobby especially, and a few other folks, I'm sure, you're like, well, I know motherfuckers could do it. and you're ready to do it. But the real science here is the work part is what people, it doesn't sound dramatic talking about how much work I had to do to get to this point in the remix. It only sounds interesting after I tell you the end result of talking to Phyllis Hyman. Not all the shit I had to do to eventually get to have a conversation with her. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. It's about slowing it down.
Do you consider creating entities, putting in work? Because I got that book. I did that.
Absolutely. That's one of the books I recommend in class. Everything is a created entity. Osiris is a created entity. Based upon, see, the archetype energy, personal created energy entities, and I do that all the time. I gave out 12 monkeys that were created entities on your show. You know what I'm saying? During the time I did the Hanneman show, and we do it all the time. In that book, Creating Entities by Scott Cunningham, I'm sure that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, same you.
He talks about how you can create an entity just to help you with traffic. Egories, where you get Igor, the helper, all that. You're fucking right. Creating entities is what we did. That's what we do. That's why we get to know these gods are actually our children. We actually older than the gods.
I'm going to ask you guys. I just want to ask you there's something with that real quick. I know you talked about, there's a lot of talk about the different gods and goddesses and different energies that's out there. It was my thinking, like, as far as creating entities, do you think that a person's entity that they create can be just as powerful as something that else that they call on? Because I figured it'd be, because a lot of these energies are taxed already and it's outdated. So I was like, why not create our own?
Yeah. Well, it'll work for you. It'll be powerful for you. So you're probably not going to make one. See, Oshun is a love goddess. See, that's called an archetype energy because no matter where you go on the planet, with the people with the mythology, we'll have a love goddess. See, okay, look, rap is an entity. Rap music is an entity. But it's something that was created in America by niggas in a certain situation. It's powerful because it took over the world. Now, but on the other hand, in Guatemala, they didn't make rap. So that's not an archetype energy. It's specific to a situation. But in Guatemala, they have a love goddess. Like in America, we have a love goddess. Usually it's the screen goddess for us. Niggas, Marilyn Monroe, when they had that bullshit going. But Yimenya, Frida, Azuli, Pravati, Lakshmi, Venus, Aphrodite, these are the same love goddesses over and over. It's a template because no matter where you are on the planet, people have that need or have that reality. God of war, agriculture, those are archetype energies. So usually you'll just get with something that's already created. But specific things you can create entities for. You get what I'm saying? And those specific things are specific to that region, meaning someone in Venezuela may not identify with something here. Everything is an entity. Everything. Orange juice is an entity. There's a spirit of Saint Nick, a spirit. So entities are created all the time. Santa Claus is an entity. Jesus is a fucking entity. So can it be powerful? The more power, the more people that co-sign with it. So as a shaman, Oshun is a created entity, the end. There's nobody in the cosmos named Oshun that was waiting for you to figure it the fuck out. The shaman group of that time said, this is because these people need something to, like, love would be too vague for the average Joe. So we need a jump off point. We need something physical and tangible people could use to get that energy in their lives. So if I'm a shaman and everybody in my class will go to the level of shaman, they would say, okay, we want to say her day is Friday, her color is yellow. A symbol's honey, a fan, a bell. She dances like this. She wears that. We give it a whole mythology, a whole reality. Therefore, my job is to get the people in line with that archetype energy. And as long as I keep that energy pure over years and years, We're feeding it constantly. So that's how that deity gets stronger, because you have a whole nation, the Yoruba people, routinely doing the same thing, the same dance, the same food, the same movement, the same routine for one created entity. Based upon the archetype of love, therefore becomes powerful. Now, as you pointed out, this deity was created for certain people, and they were worshipped in a certain way. So by the time now, these entities change now, because that's the idea. As people change, the entity needs to change to serve them. If I live in a canopy under the rainforest, sand is not around me, my deities ain't going to be the djinn, which are sand deities. If I live in a desert, then the demons are sand deities. The demons may be quicksand somewhere. So it's the same thing. They just configured it. I did a whole lecture on that. Same thing. The names have changed. So once you start bringing it to America and these deities only live based upon the pureness of your thought, you got a whole bunch of dysfunctional niggas from America worshiping an energy that was created with a certain essence, therefore it changes it. So that's why motherfuckers who fuck with a lot of these older deities from these older systems are kookier than batshit, because the energy has changed based upon the corrupt thought. So you as a person, if you need to make a love deity for you, you don't need it to be as powerful as one that held the whole society down. All you need to do is put enough energy in it so it works for you, and it will. So you can make a love goddess for you.
If others call in your deity that you create, that they add power to it. So if I create something that could protect, say, my family or whatever, and I tell them to use his name, that they can activate that entity by their putting that there.
Yeah,
because
it's now a born entity because you have put it into the realm of thought.
Right.
And it's now born. You do it all the time. When you was a kid, you made up invisible friends, remember? And they helped. They stayed in your closet to protect you or under your bed to protect you. Or when you were bored, you called on them. So it's done all the time. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's done all the time.
I got you.
Yeah, it's our natural way of being and our natural way of thinking. Watch a movie called Drop Dead Fred. An old school movie where the girl had an invisible friend, grew out of him, got in a relationship, got hurt, and needed her invisible friend. He came back as a chaos being, and when she got into a new relationship, he was gone again. Represents this thing, this entity that was there to protect, and that's in same kind of thing. So I have a bunch of entities that nobody would know the name but me. I don't need, that's my shit.
Right,
you get what
right.
I'm saying? That I call on for ass whippings in Sunny Delight. You get what I'm saying? In Sunny Delight. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. That's funny.
All right.
Definitely going to need to get with the class the next class.
No problem. Just email me. And just remember this. Just keep it slow, keep it simple, and don't expect nothing.
Right.
You expect it, that's your ego.
Mm.
One of the first things I've ever heard, the first thing I've ever heard come out of Bobby Hemmett's mouth on a tape, Rudra asked him, what did you get into consciousness for? And he said, I got into consciousness to see wherever it took me, even if it took me back to church.
Mm.
Now, that's a badass statement. What that was saying is, I know church is full of shit, but it's saying if the truth takes me there, then I'll go back and beat a tambourine because I have no agenda, no expectations. My only expectation is to know the truth. So once you have that in your heart, and that's when I talk about you can't do it without any agenda, but no one seems to understand this. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You can't do it without no agenda. When you have no agenda.
I don't feel like I have a pick of that agenda. I just want to advance.
Well, no,
you know,
everything you said would say you have an agenda.
Yeah.
Expectation.
Yeah.
We already discussed
that's
that.
That's an
agenda.
Yeah.
That's an agenda.
I want to see results.
That means
results of my
well,
heart.
Then that's an agenda. You're not really ready to receive the results that come to you. You get what I'm saying? So Are you ready to, are you ready, if nothing comes to you, are you ready to accept that? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And yeah. Really, that's the hard question. So, I mean, you've already said that you're expecting that, you read the books, and you know this and you know that. So you're expecting to what happens in the books to happen to you. You're expecting it to be big, which means that's your agenda.
I know, it's no agenda. Yeah, I know it's not going to be something like gigantic that's going to happen right away. I just, you know, I want to do the work, and I want to, you know, of course, make sure I'm doing it right and learn and proceed and just get better with it, you know. But
excellent. That's the way to be.
Pretty balanced.
That's the way to be.
But, you know, if you tell me you see something else, then I definitely would, you know, look to rectify that. Because I don't want to have an agenda. I remember what you said about the apple before, and I never wanted to try that.
Well, it sounds like you're on to it, brother. So good luck with that. And if you do the classes, like I said, there's still spots, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. All right, man. Thanks for the information, guys.
No doubt. Peace.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from private number, you're live in the remix. Do you want to tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Is it me, Miss Blue?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Me.
Okay. It's Jewel Diamond.
Okay,
I have two questions and a comment, but I don't know if we'll get to the third one. First of all, that's that ODB oil from you. And the craziest shit, every time it goes empty, I'll put the bottle up, and then I'll take it back out, which I just did a little bit ago, and I got like a tenth of a bottle of oil in my freaking bottle. Like, oil disappears in my bottle. Has you ever heard of
that? Yo, that ODB shit, oh, my God.
Yeah.
If y'all don't know about that shit, thank you for bringing that shit up on a throwback tip.
ODB,
if y'all don't know about it, we did the whole Yellow Emperor ODB. It's in the archives. And the next day, all of these weird old yellow flowers grew in Miss Blue's yard. She cut them, sent them to me. I dried them out. She basically sent me mulch. I'm like, damn, Blue, you could have cut these better. But it was dirty. It was dirt in that motherfucker, Dirt McGirt. So I said, well,
it's appropriate. They grew overnight.
Mm-hmm. She took pictures of it at the time. And the gardener was like, I don't know what the fuck those are. And we did a whole thing on Yellow Emperor. So dry them now, have them in the garage, even still. And when you get the oil, I make the oil with them. And motherfuckers still, and that's one of the things I don't even talk about as much. But motherfuckers, they'll tell me some amazing old dirty baths. That's one of my favorite lectures. It was one of them lectures when he died. He died, I think he was already dead for a while. And people were asking Bobby. Bobby's the one who said, do an old ODB lecture. He said, that shit is for you. Niggas is asking me, but he said, that shit is for you. So I'm like, what? Watch this shit. And it was probably one of the hardest channels. All that shit is channel information. The whole Wu-Tang Clan. If you ain't never heard that shit, look in the archives or email me and I'll send you all my lectures for free. That's another thing I do. If you want all my lectures, email me and say links, and I'll send you all the links for free, and you check out that ODB. And I don't want to cut Jewel Diamond off when she was telling her story, but that's, and I'm glad you mentioned ODB oil.
ODB
oil. Yes, keeps filling me up. You know what I'm saying? So that's great. Okay, here's my question, and my second one, I hope I don't really gross you out, panic, because it's deep as hell. But
I don't think so.
The first thing, I don't know. It's cheap, but we'll see. But the first thing is, oh, God, I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, alcohol on my altar. I noticed that when I put alcohol on my altar, like I'll do an altar for my grandpa, if I put it on there for him, I get drunk and pissed, and I haven't been drinking, so I get real evil, so I quit even giving him alcohol. And when I put alcohol on my altar, I'll feel drunk too, but I won't feel mean. It's crazy as hell, so I haven't even did no alcohol on my altar at all. Have you heard of anything like this? Ever?
No, but like I said, when we in a time in this new age where anything goes, even if it was happening before, it doesn't even surprise me. I mean, so many things can happen because your will, when you just walk towards this thing, so many things can happen that you just never know. So I wouldn't waste my time trying to explain that to you. I would delight in the story of you telling me this. Like, yeah, shit, that sounds like something's going on. You get what I'm saying? Probe
right.
that. Let's see where it goes. So that would be my mentality. I've never heard of that. Not that I could think of. It's never happened to me. But good, because anything could happen. That's the idea we were talking about not having an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Let's experiment.
Right.
That's what a scientist does. Let's see what happens. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So by you doing that and seeing what happens, shit. See, now, when I hear that, this is what I think. Well, if I put it on my altar and they make it manifest with me, the first thing I'm doing is putting money on my altar. Because they're
right.
going to make
right.
that manifest with me. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that I need, why don't I give it to them? Because they're telling me they can make it happen for me. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
That's what
or at least
saying.
I'm going to try that motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? At least I'm going
right.
to try that motherfucker. So that's the whole idea here. You get what I'm saying? That's the whole idea here.
Yeah.
So that's what that sounds like to me spiritually. If they're able to, if you're able to give them something and they're able to give it back to you, you tapped into something. You get what I'm saying? So
right.
what I would do is say, drop a 5 on there, a 10 on there, see what happens. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good
idea.
They
may be able to give that back to you.
You know what I'm saying? The whole drunk thing, it really did scare me. You know, drunk and evil,
mm-hmm.
ready to kill somebody. And you know what I'm saying? I haven't drunk a drop.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're right.
That's the power,
yeah,
though.
Right.
You're feeling the power. Because when they drink it, they get power out of it. So, you know, it manifests as probably evil to us, but it's actually power. You know what I'm saying? Because you know when you're drunk and evil, you feel like you can fuck anything up. It's an unreality.
Yeah.
But you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you know karate and all that shit. You got to be drunk and think you know karate and shit.
Right.
You be doing
yeah,
that shit
but...
that Dolomite did. You be doing that shit that Dolomite did. Hoochie-walla, hoochie-walla. But you feel like you're into some real into the dragon shit. You know what I'm saying?
They say that my grandpa was real evil, so that's why it kind of fucked with
mm-hmm.
me. Like, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, take on his evil
but then,
spirit.
But yeah, he's coming through you. That sounds like to me he's saying what you give him, he can make happen in you. So I would definitely be trying that shit all day. You know what I mean?
I will try it. The next thing is, I really need your insight, Ms. Blue, on this, because I think that you'll be the one to help me to help panic. Don't just hang up and everybody leave the talk or whatever. But this is real serious to me, so I'm going to bring it up. I don't remember if it was December or January because my mind has been real cloudy lately, but I had a real rough day one day working and the kids got home and I had a headache, so I was just like, I'm just going to lay down for an hour and rest my eyes. That's what I said. So I laid up on the couch and I was like in between sleep and awake, and so I wasn't all the way asleep, and I was at the ocean and I seen a couple together, and they were a little bit older, and the next thing I knew, the spirit came out of the ocean and entered my womb, and it was so powerful that it straight woke me up, and I was like, what the hell, and I just said, just go with it. So I closed my eyes, and I could still feel the energy there, you know, and I don't remember if it was that day or the next day, but this is where the ghost part comes in. Mother Nature came, and she never left. And I keep feeling like, God, what if I'm dying? You know, so I ran to the doctor, and they're like, no, you're not dying. You're okay. Could I do that in tune with my body? Or could somebody have put something on me? Or am I just fucking nuts?
No, I definitely don't. First, let me just clear up the other part. I don't feel no one has put anything, nothing on you. But really, one of the things that I can tell you, I did – as soon as you started talking, I could see energy down in your womb area. So what you're going through right now is more of a cleansing phase. Even sort of in the vision that you had, the dream that you had about sort of the goddess or the entity coming up out of the water, is just the purification and the cleansing. So these are the things. One thing I will tell you that I see energetically, do you eat a lot of nuts?
No, but I love nuts, and I need to get back onto eating more nuts.
No,
I haven't really had any nuts. No?
Yeah, don't eat any nuts. I've seen that maybe over the course of the last 3 to 4 months you've had some But you want to stay away from them. You want to stay away from nuts at this particular time, because what that's going to do is just increase that flow. I would recommend that you start to, there's a show that I did, and I'm trying to think of the show it was, that talks about iron, how to get iron in your blood, because you show right now that you have a low level of iron. What you can do is you can actually just go to Walgreens or Walmart and buy you some iron, like iodine, buy you some iodine. And what you're going to do is just take it and put it on your breast, because that's one of the places the breast tissue will absorb the iron the fastest. And you can draw sigils on your breast, heart, love, whatever makes you feel good, and then see how long it takes for that to absorb in your skin, because that's going to be a low count. But right now you're going through a cleansing, so the best thing you can do is really do those things that help to ground you. You want to eat potatoes, brown rice, carrots. You know, surround yourself with colors like black, brown, and green, because these are colors that ground you. Of course, the colors do nothing themselves, but when connected with your energy, they give off the frequency to help ground you in this reality. I'm going to say, if I look back in your energy, and I'll just do this really quick, maybe about 6-7 months ago, you went through some really, really twisted times.
Well, yeah, I've been going through them.
Yeah, 6-7 months ago. So what you're doing right now is just cleansing a lot of that happened back then. But I would say give it about another 10 days, and you should see that process stop for you, that cleansing stop for you. Yeah, so 10 days, another good solid 10 days. So today's the 21st. About 10 more days, you're going to be going through this cleansing. So it's a great time to really rid yourself of things that you need to let go of, you need to release physically, mentally, and spiritually. Keep your thoughts positive. But you're just going through a purification and a cleansing. And even you've seen people leave your life too, friends that you have who no longer speak to you. You're going through a cleansing. I can see it. And it's going to be a little rough, I'll be honest with you, maybe in the next couple of days. But you'll be fine. It'll definitely get itself better. Yeah.
Do you think wheatgrass will help that? Because that's what I've been doing for like the past 5 days.
It can't hurt you. I'll say that it's not going to hurt you. But on the interim, know that none of that is going to make a difference, because this is something that your body has decided on a cellular level. And so when our body decides to do something on the cellular level, food and different vibrations will not halt the course of it.
Does that make sense?
It's not going to hurt you. Of course, you need to replenish those things, but your body has decided to go through this cleansing and purification on a cellular level, and so it is doing its job. Yeah,
that's beautiful. I think it was like 51 days ago, probably, right on the dot. I don't know why I think that, but I do, that I had this dream that I was 51 days in the future. And I was going to ask you about that, but as you were telling me about this, I think that I was dreaming about right now, if that makes any sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. So, all right, well, thank you all both for everything that you do. I really appreciate it, and you definitely eased my mind this week, because I've been worried that I'm going to, you know, be pushing up daisies, and I ain't trying to push up my daisies no time soon.
No, you're just going through cleansing. About another 10 days, you know, I suck with time, but it feels energetically about 10 days. Yeah, about 10 days. You'll be good.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in.
Peace and love.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 510. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey,
greetings.
Hey, what's up,
Hey,
what's up, man?
What's up, brother?
Man, no, I was just chilling.
Well, where are you from? The name and where you from, bro?
Oh, my bad. My name is Jawanza. I'm from Oakland.
Alrighty.
Yeah, this is your skateboarder homie from Facebook and whatnot.
From Oaktown 357, nigga.
Hell yeah. No. But my question was about psychedelics and whatnot and what effect it has on us, because like 2 or 3 mm-hmm. years ago, I was fully in the hippie movement. Like, I was eating mm-hmm. pretty much acid daily, eating mushrooms, like, and
that's the shit right there, player, for a spiritual experience. Yeah,
and what's crazy, though, is like a year or two after that, I had ended up being introduced to this information and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I noticed sometimes during the day, if I stare at just into blank space, I go into a certain zone. And I was wondering if I could use that to tap into like different places.
Yes. I'll say this. Aleister Crowley and them, they recommended nothing but psychedelic drugs. There's a brother named Kalindi, friend of Wayne Chandler, who did a tape on DMT, the spirit molecule, and I know he does other work with that. He's on Facebook, Kalindi. Don't ask me how to spell it. Kalindi IA. Somebody may put up in the room, so he's able to be contacted. But what I do know, if you need to contact him, you don't, because you seem like you got a good supply. But if you may want some information on it, you can contact Wayne Chandler, and I'm sure Wayne Chandler will put you in contact with him. In fact, Ms. Blue may be able to put you in contact with him. Anyway, he did a tape on DMT, the spirit molecule. And I can't remember the long name. I'm sure somebody in the chat room will put it in there. But DMT is a molecule or something, or the spiritual aspect of melanin, right? Now, he would talk about how in the temple of Luxor, which is the temple of man, you would go through different stages of this temple in your initiation, so you eventually got to where the pineal would be, because it's the shape of man. So you're walking through the entire body of a man. When you got to, you know, you would take different forms of the lotus flower with psychedelic drugs, basically. And it would activate different things in the DMT so you can have this spiritual experience, this psychedelic experience. Now, eventually getting to the black lotus in the pineal, where you would have the ultimate experience, and then you would go across the land and become the shaman or whatever, whatever. You know, all the psychedelic drug is in Hindu, Kush, South America, and I'm pronouncing it wrong, but it's Ayakusha. There's a different way to pronounce that as well. There's a book called by Jeremy Narby called DNA, the Spirit Molecule. What is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, DNA, the Spirit Molecule. Excellent book. He goes into DNA and how actually when you're taking this, you're interfacing with the DNA. There's a movie called Altered States from the 80s where they're dealing with sleep deprivation and activating DMT. I think they use DMT to get with a shaman. And in the Jeremy Narby book, what he talks about is that no matter where you go and you're dealing with psychedelic drugs, what they started to notice that people were having the same experiences. They were seeing snakes and reptiles. Now, we know the ancient Egyptian knew the snake as the life force energy. So it comes down to you are actually interfacing with your own soul. Activating the spirit molecule is just basically another way, in a nutshell, of having a conscious experience, a shortcut to having a conscious experience. Now, if you were to do the work that we've been talking about for years, you start to activate an aspect of the DMT spirit molecule. That's where I'm at with it in the game. Whereas I'm not having such a profound psychedelic experience, but I know how to get into that zone because I activated an aspect of the DMT that keeps me in a spiritual mode. You get what I'm saying? That's also happened to Blue. That's why she's able to do the readings, but she's activated that through the actual work. But the shortcut has always been psychedelic drugs. The natural ones, peyote,
Yeah, with the whole acid thing, like I wouldn't be able to. Me, I'd go into the intellectual thing, but then with the mushrooms and whatnot, I was completely off this plane. I would have telepathic experiences happen and whatnot, and like crazy shit would get done. And, like, it's funny you mentioned the Black Lotus, because I had this one experience where I was at this party and my friend had this super big bag of mushrooms. I ended up eating like 10 handfuls of it. And
damn.
Even to this day, I'm like, I knew it was my soul that kept me alive. It was like a part of me that had, I feel like, had connections to a shamanistic thing.
No, I was going to say, actually, you do. I was listening, so I just want to add this because I think it'll help you with some insight and just understand. You know, you've come on the show a couple of times, and I know we've talked before. I know you called in and asked Brother Panic a couple of questions. The main thing is, and you kind of hit it on the head right there, I was just going to tell you, but I just kind of wanted to see where you were going, is that your whole aura field is really outlined with like this blackish color. A couple of things. Whenever I see this particular energy around the first layer of a person's aura, it tells me that there's been sort of some abuse that's happened in this lifetime. But what it also is an indication is that that abuse is connected to you on a soul level. And so you experimenting with these drugs, and particularly you started this at a very young age, experimenting with these different drugs because this is so much tied to your energy. But I'll just give you a little bit of insight is that in a past life, you did do shaman work. You were on the path of doing shaman work. In fact, you were about 21, 22 years old when you started to do this shaman work that you were doing. And actually, it was in Peru, somewhere what would have been ancient Peru. And that was what you became fascinated with were the hallucinogens, being able to tap into other realms and to tap into other worlds. And as a result of it, and really not trying to follow the process, which is a lot what Brother Panic has been talking about here tonight, about following the process, utilizing these things like tools, the classes he offers, just the work you've been sharing on the remix and many others, myself included, to follow your process. And so one of the things now for you that's going to be key, that's also going to be critical for you to really begin to move past where you were in a past life. Because how old are you now? Because you're still fairly young.
I'm 19 right now.
You're 19. Okay, well, that's perfect. Because that window of opportunity for you is coming up around 2022. Energetically, what happens sometimes when we have things that impact us from one of our many past lives is when we get closer to that pivotal point, whether it's a very young age or whether we live to be a very old age or whether we come energetically, we cross sort of some of the same sacred grounds that we've been on before, it starts to pull on our energy. And so what you're feeling right now, even though you know that these drugs that you've experimented with has caused you great damage, there is a heightened energy that's been, it's a heightened energy that's come over you, I'm going to say within the last 2 months, for you to dive deeper.
I've started to listen to the information and apply it instead of just act like a hopeless slave.
Well, here's the key I want you to do. You don't need to experiment with any more drugs.
Oh, trust me, I know
at
that.
At any level.
Recently just trying
reason...
that. No, because that's funny you say that, because, like, today I've been feeling, like, even though I still smoke a little bit of trees and stuff, I've been feeling, like, my soul is telling me that has to go. Especially
it has to, because what's happening is on an unconscious level, you're pulling yourself back through your same pattern. And so you don't want to get stuck in that same pattern from a past life. And so your higher self is telling you, look, you can't even do that no more. So really what you've got to do, there's no need for you to experiment, try to figure out anything when it comes to DMT, any of that. Really,
I mean,
what I will tell you.
Just to get a, like, understanding of what I was going through back then,
right,
and stuff, just so I can
but
understand.
But let me
what
help you, if you're
myself.
Open, if you're open to hear this, let me help you understand something on the higher level. That's what your conscious mind is telling you, that it's helping you to figure it out. Because if you want to know what you went through, all you have to do is look in the mirror, and you know what you went through. So there's nothing to figure out. Here's what the goal is to move yourself beyond that, because you still staying there is being stuck there. Can you see that? All
yeah.
you're doing is reliving the experience over and over again. And not only for you, the impact is not just in this lifetime, it's in the past lifetime. So take that heed that your higher self said, let my words and Brother Panic words be your confirmation for you that you need to let that go. Find another course of study. Drugs is not it for you, because that was something that really was your challenge in the past life. And now that challenge is becoming greater now because you're crossing over the same age point of when you did before. And so those same things of curiosity are coming back up to you. Now is the time maybe to go in the opposite direction. There's other things that you wanted to study and you wanted to know about. And you can study all of these things without using any additives. Some people, hey, it works for them. For you, that's not your course.
Yeah, because I feel like now it's just like, it's so much spiritual energy now that it's, I already have this natural high that I wake up with. So I can't really.
Well, there you go. There you go. Then you got it. Then you don't need to do it. By the way, I would recommend that you get you a Tiffany crystal and begin to work with it. It's kind of hard to find a Tiffany crystal. But what's going to happen is energetically you can meditate with it and you can also sleep with it. And anytime you feel that energy, sometimes you feel it running up the side of your neck into the top of your head, that energy, which are those old patterns from when you were abusing drugs, you can take that Tiffany stone and just run that stone across that pattern to release that energy from yourself.
Could you spell the name of that crystal for me?
Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, Tiffany.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah, it's like black and white and pink.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that for you.
Oh, that's no problem. I've been, like, really just doing my best to do the work and whatnot and take myself seriously lately. Like, I got Librinol Psychonaut in the mail. That's going to be here tomorrow, the next day. I'm trying to get in them classes and whatnot, and just doing.
There you go. That's what you do. There you go.
And
that's
really
the path.
From like the middle of my heart, thank both of y'all for providing this information, because like I was at such a low point that now it's like I laugh at the fact that I was back there. It's like funny to look at myself now. Like
there you go.
This is just a blessing to hear this information. Well, all right, y'all. Thanks, and have a good night.
All right.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, and thanks for calling in.
Oh, no problem.
All right. We have about 8 minutes left to go in the form. You want to try to take one more question, Brother Panic, and then we'll keep going from there before we get to the after hours?
Sure enough.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Calling in from area code 415. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 330, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, is that me?
That is you.
Oh, okay. What's up, Brother Panic, Ms. Blue?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? I definitely appreciate everything y'all been doing. I've been listening since about April. And so there's a lot of information I've been getting from y'all. I've been, like, answering so many questions I had. But I wanted to ask about a couple of callers ago. He was talking about creating entities.
Okay.
And so I like to think I'm a little creative. You know, I did some writing. Mm-hmm. I did some writing raps and all that kind of stuff and writing short stories, mm-hmm. things like that. So creating entities, to understand, is that like, say, an author creates a character in a story, and depending
Absolutely.
On how much you put into that character, that could become an entity?
You got it. Automatic. That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there's a book called Creating Magical Entities where he'll give you you already figured it out. But if you want a logical interpretation, you give him the same, or more of a logical interpretation, that's a good book to get, because he'll give you he'll satisfy that scholarly portion of yourself that needs to be satisfied, so you could truly get into the creative portion without inhibition. So, and he'll tell you the kind of ideas or the gist of what these types of entities that you can create would classically be used for, and then what they can be practically used for today. So that's an excellent book. And like I said, as a creative person, nothing's going to stop you. Harry Potter is an entity. Bugs Bunny is an entity. Popeye is an entity. You get what I'm saying? Because all an entity is an energy. And you can watch Popeye now, if you haven't seen it for 20 years, and go right into a spiritual zone. You get what I'm saying? Because the idea here is it inspired something in you. Shit, you can watch Popeye and gain strength. In fact, on my desk, I have a can of Popeye spinach that was a rarity in New York. Turns out in Walmart, you know what I'm saying? You know, I could buy Wimpy burgers and everything now. But you couldn't get that in New York. So for years, because symbols are actually what you're using in your magical apparatus, if you will, that Popeye spinach in terms of strength was a symbol. So that's something that's been on my desk, and it looks like it's been through a lot. You know what I'm saying? Especially here, because you can get that shit a fresh one at Walmart. So because Popeye's an entity that his spinach represents his strength, it's actually a deity. You get what I'm saying? We just haven't gotten to the point where we worshiping it. But let's get real. Darth Vader's a deity, and motherfuckers is worshiping that shit, dressing up and shit. Captain Kirk is a deity. You get what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Neo became deified. Motherfuckers dressing up. Motherfuckers at Harvard, they get on these brooms and run around and play fucking that shit, that Harry Potter game, except they running around, you know, cribbage or whatever the fuck they was playing in Harry Potter. That's how sick it is. You get what I'm saying? With a wizard fucking hat on. So, yeah, and the more you put in it, the more it becomes real. So Frodo and all of them are actually real. Now, once you think it up, it exists in the second dimension. Now, I go into detail because dimensions are actually only defined by whatever school but let's just call it second dimension, this etheric dimension. So actually, I could have thought of Harry Potter in 1842, and it exists on this etheric dimension. And whatever that chick's name who came up with it only pulled it down from that dimension. It would come to her like it's a new idea. So you heard this concept of every thought is already thunk. So all of these things already exist. You get what I'm saying? You know they do. If you watch Credo Mutwa, the Zulu shaman, in his interview with David Icke, what he talks about is that he's seen in the spirit world before Star Wars, Darth Maul, R2-D2, and C-3PO. In fact, he said, I've seen Darth Maul before, meaning he's seen them in the spirit world. And we know George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, and all these guys are the occultists. The whole avatar is from the spirit world. You get what I'm saying? So they see these right. things in this etheric realm, but based upon the work that they do, they can't tap into it, but what they can do is bring enough back to create a story that's magical. You get what I'm saying? And then they add mythology to it, or mythical principles, especially Star Wars, so it resonates with the essence of folks and lasts forever. So everything you do is an entity. I talked about girls who have their doll babies that, remember when you took your sister's doll and fucked with it, this shit was like a capital crime because the energy they put in it, they actually deified that doll. You get what I'm saying? Or your invisible friends, or we had the superheroes that we deified. Or remember when you used to have to do shit you ain't liked and you used to act like you was flying there, all you did was just put your hands out. You walking like a motherfucker going, shh, but you think you're acting like you're flying. Because all of that, that process of imagination, creativity, is actually the process of how you protect yourself. Because as you get older, what you've learned to do is use nothing but physical force to fortify yourself. As a kid, and then relearning as a magician, you're trying to use the power of the invisible force, which is the 90% of your thought. You get what I'm saying? Because there's a limit to what you physically can do to a motherfucker. There's only but so many robbers you can shoot or knock out. But with your imagination, right. if you can visualize,
Yeah, I just want to step in for 1 second. We got 1 minute left to go, and I just before we get into the after hours, just wanted to remind everyone to download. Don't forget you can reach Brother Panic by emailing him about his classes, the herb packs, mantras, baths, and all of your magical occult needs by emailing him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. And you can get a list of that. And Brother Panic, as always, it's a joy to have you come on doing the Q&A
yes,
tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, had a little bit of fun tonight. The science was Friday. The fun was tonight. So if you have complaints about the fun we had tonight and you need science, go back and download. You
download,
got plenty
download.
Enough science that was given to you. This is a remix family, and we have fun here. So we talk about Ruzzle or whatever the fuck we so desire.
Everything.
And we drop a little bit of science. On Science
there
Night and Science Night, tonight was Ruggle Night and fun night and talking to the people. So we never have enough time for all the questions. So, you know, I'm coming back with more Q&A. Whenever Blue has me, I'm always available for Miss Blue.
Yes,
I do no other show but Miss Blue's. People are still asking me in my inbox, will I come on and be a part of the priesthood of such and such? I'm not saying it out of arrogance or disrespect or lack of your show, but I made a commitment to Miss Blue, and I stand by that commitment. And that commitment was, I'm not going to be a blog talk bitch. I don't give a fuck what it is. It has to be a real special thing, special reasoning for me to come on your show. Not because of arrogance, because that is the commitment I made, and I stand by it, and that's what that is. Miss Blue is the show I'm on. The show I'm on is Miss Blue. No offense to you, but I got plenty of conscious friends I recommend. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Well, much love to you. It's always a joy to have you come on and share. You guys know what to do. If you like the show, like it. If you love the show, I want you to love it. Go over on Facebook, leave a comment, leave a message, like it, and don't forget to download. Much love, warm spirit. And peace and blessings to you guys all out there. I know everyone is going to be celebrating Martin Luther King,
Oh,
Jr.
Yeah, for me to give a shout-out to him. Let me give him a shout-out because I've talked in the spirit world. That's a God. Coretta Scott King. It was beyond that. I have a dream shit. That's a Moses entity. And his birthday is the same week Obama's getting inaugurated in the Moses story. I've been in the mountaintop. I've seen it. I may not get there with you. Moses was able to look into the land of Canaan, couldn't get in. 40 years in the desert, 40 years later, Obama got elected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very big connection. It's a transformation 2013. Wanted to rush that in before we get cut off because it's very important. I'm sorry I didn't mean, and this is dedicated to to him. I should do a better show dedicated to him, but just still dedicated to him. And know you can enjoy him beyond the politics that we know of getting beat up and coffee thrown on him without him. In his spirit and his power in the spirit world is something else.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond,
and with
beyond,
Scott King, and both of them.
Shit, even more powerful than his ass.
That's it. Well, we're going to do that, and we definitely can do that. Like you said, very powerful weekend, lots of powerful things going on. President Obama accepted his inauguration term, and he did that in the Blue Room in the White House. So, yes, that happened this weekend. Big shout out to James Weeks, sending him love. And we're going to come back, so just hold on. I know you guys are on the line. I want to play this, a little bit of MLK. I usually do this every year just to kind of send our energy and love to him out there and all of his amazing work that he's still doing. There we go.
If you want to be a part of, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. This morning, the thing that I like about it, by giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't know, you don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace. Generated by love, you can be that servant.
All right, everyone, we're live in the remix with me, of course, Miss Blue and Brother Panic, taking your occult Q&A questions right now in the after hours. So I'm going to let you continue with the brother on the line now, Panic.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What were we talking about?
Well, basically, I was asking about, like, entities that you create. Could that be something you create, like, in stories by being an author and things like that?
All right, yeah. So they said, you know, every thought here has been funk already, so we're actually just pulling on shit that's already been thought about, Mickey Mouse and all that. And we talked about how, you know, these guys use that because they can't really access it, but they access it enough to make that story, you know what I mean, Avatar and all of that. They're actually getting that from the spirit world, if you will. And so, yes, you can make entities, and, you know, like I said, that book gives you the logical interpretation where you get tips and tricks and you just get the historical idea and the practical with. But absolutely, that's what we do. That's our normal state of being, our normal way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? Everything. See, if you what the Egyptians really did, that's why there's fucking thousands of deities. They just was meticulous at deifying everything. Everything is actually an entity. Every energy, everything in this planet has an energy behind it. The energy is the entity. An entity is energy. Get what I'm saying? With a purpose. Get what I'm saying? A C battery has a purpose and a car battery has a purpose. It's nothing but energy. The electricity in your walls is nothing but energy. You give it direction by plugging an appliance into it. So the Egyptians were meticulous at naming all of these energies. So by having a name on it is how you control it. You get what I'm saying? So there's nothing that they did you can't do. All of those deities, either archetype or made up or the same way, every entity is created because that's why we're the father of these gods. That's why technically we're actually older than the gods, with chaos beings, titans, great old ones. and the father of the gods. Because the gods are nothing but entities of creation. And since you are in creation, that's how these things become deified. They sit over the realm of creation. But you are before creation. So therefore, the father, chaos is just potential energy, which means all things can be born of chaos, including, or all things come out of chaos, which is the process of creation, which is later day because we are chaos beings. So all of that to say, creating entities is what we do anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's the shit you talk to yourself in your car. You name your car. Your car is Bertie or whatever the fuck you call it. That's an entity. You know what I'm saying? You go, you and your niggas, yo, let's go to one, get Sally's sub. And y'all name that fucking sub. Yeah, she got the motherfucking Jesus Jones sub entity. You know what I'm saying? Because 10 years from now, remember them Jesus Jones? Oh, shit. And it'll put you in a place. You get what I'm saying? Entity. You get what I'm saying? Now, when you're conscious doing the purpose, you can make it serve you better than a hero sandwich, though.
Well, what about, like, entities, like, is it possible to see, like, okay, say if it was an entity, like, necessarily created by, maybe created by somebody else, is it possible for you to, like, see it even if you don't have any intent on seeing it?
I know what you're saying. Like, if I make something, can it leak over into your consciousness? Absolutely, because that's what I was talking about when I said it goes into this one realm. For lack of a better way to explain, let's call it second dimension. So that's why, how could you say, when you see the image of Mickey Mouse, you instantly enjoy it. You get what I'm saying? Because in something in you has seen it. You get what I'm saying? For instance, and to be more specific, there was a movie called Where the Wild Things Are. But this was a childhood cartoon and book. And my mother bought me this book when I was a child, but I used to see those things before she bought me this book. And then when she bought me the book around age 7, I used to flip the fuck out because them things used to come in my dreams. Where the wild thing are, beasts. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I thought I was going crazy. So because this was something in the etheric world, if you will. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, now... I know how, based upon the practice of creating magical entities, know how to make powerful entities to fuck niggas up or help niggas out. You get what I'm saying? So what I'm doing is, how can an entity be in your consciousness? I know how to send the energy to you. The same way you give someone the evil eye, or the same way you give, your woman does it all the time. You know you can feel your woman's love if you ever have a woman who loves you during the middle of the day. You can tell when she was thinking about your monkey ass or when you think about her. You're actually sending energy her way. And an entity is only a specific energy. You're just sending the energy that you say, well, I love her. You get what I'm saying? Or, Mom, I'm thinking about you. And she's like, oh, I was thinking about you too. How many times has that happened? You're making that connection with the person. So I've created entities that say, okay, you fucking with me, I'm going to show you what fucking with is. You get what I'm saying? Send some shit, you know, some fuck-up fluid a nigga's way, some scunion on a nigga's ass. So absolutely, you can make entities to fuck up, you know what I'm saying, bosses and any. Now, like I said now, you got to be a little bit more responsible. So I make entities that sit at the ready for waiting for the next nigga to start some shit. I don't never have to start no shit. You got a problem with me? I already got shit. I got motherfuckers sitting around waiting for shit to do. You get what I'm saying? And it's based upon you sending funky thoughts my way. That's what activates the ass whipping. So I don't have to waste my time saying, what? You call panic a sucker? Watch this. You know what I'm saying? So absolutely. And you create it. If you create an entity to do whatever you want, then you absolutely be create an entity to touch someone else's consciousness.
Well, I guess part of the reason too, like, and this is really part of the reason that I even started searching to get answers for things is like, I've dealt with things that was kind of strange, where I actually seen people that, I mean, now I would call them entities from the stuff I learned that,
mm-hmm.
All right, like, let me say one time, like, when I was younger, and this is the first time, I was, like, going to do some irresponsible stuff, you know, hanging with my homies and all that kind of stuff. And this one guy that I met on my way home, I had to catch the bus, and, you know, it was kind of dangerous where I was at. You know, I was born and raised in Detroit. You know, some of the areas was, you know, not too cool. So mm-hmm. this one guy basically escorted me home and was kind of, like, telling me what I should, shouldn't do. Mom's going to be pissed at you, all that kind of shit. And he, like, you know, he actually said my name. I never said nothing to this guy. You know, I was kind of mm-hmm. out of there. And he actually, like, followed me all the way to my block, and he walked me halfway down my block till I kind of took off because old boy just kind of disappeared. And I'm like, what the hell mm-hmm. is that? Am I tripping? You know what I'm saying? But when I got home, and, you know, after mom's cussed me out for going out hanging and doing whatever I was doing, and I explained it to her, she straight mm-hmm. told me, was like, damn, that sounded like your granddad. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I mean, mm-hmm. that's just the way I described him. And it was like, wow. And there's been other stuff, you know, since then. It's like, okay, this stuff that I'm trying to find out about, it ain't even touching on what I need to know about. So when I, mm-hmm. you know, learned about listening to the remix and, you know, you and, you know, Bobby and Valentine, all of them, you know, it's like, wow, okay, now they telling me what I understand. So that was the whole thing when I was asking about the entity. So it's like, you know,
that's an apparition, you get what I'm saying? Which is different and what happened. I'll share one quick one that happened to me. I was little, I had to go to the hospital. I was, you know, under 7. So in the hospital, and these fucking two kids used to fucking come, these two white kids, and used to play with me. We had this one nigga open up a whole fucking suitcase full of syringes, you know, without needles. So we was filling them shits up, having a whole fucking water fight. Because everybody else went downstairs in these fucking rooms. The whole fucking room was wet. The nurses came up and said, I did that shit by myself. I'm like, nah, dude, these two niggas gave me the syringes. He's like, you did that shit by yourself. Then years later, I had to be age 14. I was on Roosevelt Island, which is across from New York Hospital, where you could see it. And the whole day, I'm playing with these two white kids. They was like, yeah, we live over there. And they was pointing towards the hospital. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm playing with them. You know, just two kids you met, and you hang with these motherfuckers all day. Then they said, all right, we're going to bounce. They left, and I realized it was those two fucking kids as soon as they left. So that was the same two motherfuckers. Weird. Straight, invisible motherfuckers. Now, Blue would tell you a story, this little fire girl. So those apparitions happen, too. Like I said, you understand it more, like you pointed out, but this is normal shit for us. The idea here is to learn this so it's not just happening randomly. We are controlling this shit and making it work for us, you get what I'm saying, as our science, technology, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, that definitely puts a lot of things in perspective.
No problem. When you understand, like, the more you read and study, you'll understand the nature of spirits and how they could come in many ways. But technically, that's an apparition. You know what I'm saying? That shit happens. Blue did a whole thing she told me a whole thing before it became Mrs. Blue, the Oracle. Like, you know, she was playing with this girl all day. They was looking for her ass all day. Came home, I was playing with this little bitch up the street. They was like, no, that bitch died in a fire, you know, a few years ago. And she was playing with her all day. So, I mean, it's to the point where I hear so many stories where it's like you no longer can say these things are amazing. The most amazing thing to me is, like, we haven't taken control of how to control that and make that shit work more than just an experience. You get what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to make it work more than just an experience, make it work as, well, let's start changing our reality with the power we have. This is our technology. And this is only because that portion of our brain is sleep, which is waking up now, which this time also dictates we prime for this awakening, this golden age, this age of mystery that is now upon us. So the access of this is happening. You get what I'm saying?
Now. Right.
So that kind of thing will happen to you in your life for he will come to you like that for this very day, for the very day of your consciousness, so you have something in your life to draw back on and always say, I know if that shit happening, I can believe what that motherfucker's talking about. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was too many times I had stuff like that happen. I'm like, wow, okay. So, yeah, that drew me to actually listening to y'all, you know what I'm saying? So it's been great, the information you guys have been sharing, and as soon as I can get situated, I definitely want to take both of y'all guys' classes, for real.
Excellent. We'll always be here when you're ready. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Definitely read a lot. Read a lot, because it sounds like you got a lot of spiritual energy going on. So just keep reading, study the nature of this shit, and you'll be fine. Because once you read, you're like, oh, okay, that's what happened. This is what happened, and this is what, you'll see. You just got to keep working with shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm definitely on that.
All right. Well, peace and love to you.
And peace and love to both of y'all.
Peace, brother, man.
Peace. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 512. You're live in the remix.
Mm-hmm.
512. All right, we'll come back. We'll go to the next caller.
Do you remember that VA number?
That which number?
That Virginia number. The girl who didn't remember.
Let me see. That didn't remember. 540. I don't see her on the line, 540. I don't. Somebody else is calling in from a private number, though. Let's see. Peace and greetings to you. Okay. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 360. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Deshaun calling from Olympia, Washington.
Oh,
greetings,
yeah.
Deshaun.
How y'all doing tonight?
All
good.
Right.
How are you?
Dude?
I'm cool. Yeah, it's been a long time since I talked to you, but just wanted to just hear anything you might feel from my energy tonight. I don't know, just started back going to school, trying to, you know, better myself. But other than that, yeah, just wanted to hear what you had to say, if anything.
Good luck in school. You're talking to Ms. Blue, right?
Either one of y'all, really.
What school are you going to?
It's called Evergreen State College.
Something like that. My answer is study hard, kid. I deal with occult science. You know, what are you doing in terms of occult science?
Really, just. I heard somebody earlier say they're like an empath, so that's pretty much where my energy is at. Like, I'm real in tune to a lot of, you know, stuff. I get messages, you know, just from the universe, and I'll say something, and eventually, you know, it'll actually come to play. And it's actually happening a lot stronger now these days. So that's something that I'm pretty interested about, too, because I'm really trying to figure out where to go with that.
Oh, I was going to say, where would you like to go with that, or where do you see that going?
Well, I'm not really sure, to be honest with you, like, because it's something that I've had all my life, but, you know, I've just never really been around other people that, I mean, a lot of times people think I'm weird or crazy, so I just kind of keep it to myself. But
okay, I would say this, what I said before, if you're getting messages from the universe,
right.
you want to do things that make it a little bit more specific. Like getting messages from the universe would be so vague. That's almost
right.
Like, and I would say, I always give this graphic example of, it's like a woman sticking her naked ass out the woman saying, well, I want my husband to come. You know, everyone's going to stick their dick in and say, well, I'm your husband. So, because there's a lot of energy and assholes in the universe. So what you want to do is, at the very least, deal with some form of pantheon of entities. Of course, everyone's all Egyptian, but you could just get a book on Hindu mythology, Hindu goddesses, and it's because you get messages, try to get a specific message from a specific goddess that you understand the energy that's talking to you. Because anybody will tell you anything, just like if you went in jail and said, could y'all niggas tell me what to do with my anus? they're going to definitely tell you. Well, first you need to pull your pants down, young man, and drop the soap. In other words, they'll tell you anything. So nothing's changed because you're dealing with the same bunch of niggers in the vague universe. So you're feeling these messages. The first thing you want to do is do things to make these messages specific. And if you're getting messages, then you would never have to ask a question like, well, what are you feeling for me? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're able to find that information out yourself. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Find out if you're in the right school because you have something that's guiding you saying, well, you're looking out for me and I'm looking out for you. So, you know, and I've talked about in detail the candles, the altars, the libations, the statues and the pictures are a way of you putting energy in to a deity. So that tantamounts to you looking out for them. Therefore, they can look out for you with guidance. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's
well,
the
I'll
idea.
Tell you, like the reason why I even started going back to school was I was in Egypt about 2 years ago, and just out of the blue, just something came to me that said, you need to go back to school for horticulture. And
mm-hmm.
I've never done anything involving horticulture. I cut the grass, you know, shit like that. But, you know, so, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm standing there wondering, like, you know, why am I being told something like that? So, basically, like, that's what I'm going to school for. But it's kind of
mm-hmm.
like, you know, I'm starting, you know, pretty much from square one because a lot of people in the program are, you know, landscapers and gardeners and botanists.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more like, you know, I work with people, not with plants,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, that's what I'm been driven to do now. So,
excellent. That means you're following your spirit. So those type
yeah.
of things. So you don't. So then you still, based upon that, should have confidence in what your spirit told you to do. Where you still wouldn't have to ask, "What do you see around me?" You get what I'm saying? You should
mm-hmm.
be able to tell us what you got going on. Because the idea is ultimately the ultimate authority is what comes out of your own mind. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What comes out of your own mind. And really, it shouldn't matter what any of us said. That's what you were told in Egypt, nonetheless. Not like that's more divine than getting told in the South Bronx or motherfucking down at, you know, Peachtree Street or whatever the fuck. There's no more divine, you know, because the Holy Land is where you stand. So your own mind is telling you what to do. So that shouldn't even be coming in question. You know what I'm saying? When you
yeah.
call us, definitely when you call me, it should be, what book should I be getting to enhance what the fuck I'm doing already? That's the questions you ask. You know what I'm saying? What should I be doing in terms to expand on something that I know is in me? Not, I'm just confused, and what should I do? You know what I'm saying? About school. But, you know, that's the shit I tell my children. You know what I'm saying? What fucking
yeah.
school to do and what fucking job to take, and they better not eat my motherfucking low-fat, organic cheese doodle. You hear what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
Nothing occult. You know what I'm saying? So, and you know, so that's not what you want to do with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to build on the, because you thought, the shit you're telling me is that you do have power. So, you know, you want ways to enhance what's already in you. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's
yeah,
your whole goal.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm saying that's it. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I, you know, my family pretty much they kind of ignore it. You know what I'm saying? It's from mostly mm-hmm. my mom's side that I know of that has this kind of mm-hmm. energy, but nobody mm-hmm. really talks about it. They just kind of keep it on the low. So it's just far as having that guidance. I mean, I do listen to myself, but, you know, for mm-hmm. the most part, it's like, you know, sometimes I just question myself just because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to get more confident.
I mean, that's definitely understandable. I mean, I for what it's worth, I know why you called in and said, what do you see around me? For what it's worth, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, well, I appreciate y'all's time.
All right, man. All right. So good luck. Good luck. How many books are you dealing with?
Books right now, man, like five of them.
Name one.
As far as a cult, or
as far as well, that's what we're talking about. But as far as something that's inspiring you, that is a cult, a metaphysical.
Well, one book I do have is the Magic in Ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got that when I was there.
What did you learn about? What are you learning about that?
Well, not a whole lot, really, just because I haven't really gotten into it as much as I want to. But
all right, then this is what you need to do. Go back into the archives. There's two shows I did with nothing but books and gave you a synopsis of every book. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? To even ask what's around me, I think what you need to have is more input about what it is you're trying to accomplish or what it is you know that you're trying to figure out when you're dealing with an oracle. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I think. You know what I'm saying? And as an oracle, I know she knows why you ask, but still, you know what I mean? You want to be, you know, I'm going to be real hard. I don't like incompetence. You get what I'm saying? Not especially you've been in Egypt and you're doing this and that and the other. And you get messages to go back to school that you are actually following. That's advanced to me. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I get real excited when people follow their own spirit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I get excited, but I don't, you know, but it gets disappointing if I don't hear them being able to have a holistic. How old are you?
36.
Oh, yeah. No, okay.
I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
This should be guiding you a little bit more. Because I can feel, what I hear in you is that you are right and exact on it. You get what I'm saying? And you could be very powerful if you listen to, and have that confidence. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Real powerful. Your life can be guided into very productive ways for yourself. Even people around you. You get what I'm saying? But what you have to do is you have to go full force. You get what I'm saying? And you have to get a little bit more specific. A little bit more specific. You know, don't feel that everything in the universe is looking out for you. Nope, nothing cares. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing thinks you're special. What it is you have to streamline this thing. You just need to be a little bit more studied in the area. And believe you me, it's not streamed. Extreme. You don't have to get glasses and become a professor. You just need to find the right book that inspires you, and it'll turn it on for you. That's what you need. You get what I'm saying? So if you listen to that book list, you'll see a synopsis. So every book, I'll give you a little story on the book. When you hear that little story, guaranteed, what you're going to hear is, that's the type of shit I need. You get what I'm saying? And you'll take it to it like fish to water, and it'll act because you're missing an element that's going to activate you. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know it's there, but you're missing something that's going to activate you. Really, that's just a study. And if you're in college and you're going to school, that means you're a reader. You can study. So it's just you just need that book list. What you can do is email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. I'll send you all the links, and that'll help you get to the book list show on the remix a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that too, because that's really it right there. Just finding that one thing that just sets it all off. Because, you know, I kind of go, you know, here to there, but never just that one thing that I can focus on, you know what I'm saying?
Right, that ties it all together. So much so, you went to Egypt to find it, and you didn't find it.
Right.
It was a fun trip, but it was a fun trip, but Sekhmet didn't come and say, hey, nigga, we was waiting for you. So you're going to find it within, and in your confidence, you just need to sew it all together. Put it in the context for you, and that's going to be a subject. You know what I'm saying? And you just gotta find it in the book. And it's right on the tip of my tongue, the shit that you need. You know what I'm saying?
Here's one of the things while you are thinking about that panic. You may want to go back and listen to the show with Mr. Anderson of iGrowYouGrow.biz. Talk about horticulture. And a magic man, he does green magic like nobody on this planet I've seen in this century. So you want to study that. You want to listen to a lot of those shows and, you know, see where that inspiration sort of kind of takes you to as well. Mm-hmm.
No, this is what he needs, too. Email me. I'm going to give you a copy of Psychomancy. That's what's on the tip of my tongue. I'm going to give you a free copy of it. Email me for that technique. And that's not taken away from what Ms. Blue just said. Pay attention to what she just said. But I knew something was on the tip of my tongue that he needs actual practice, you know what I'm saying, to see a result, the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a copy. This is something I sell. I'm gonna just make sure you make me know who you are. You're from Washington.
Yep.
Just put Washington on there. Put Washington in the subject, and I'm gonna send you the PDF, and you'll find it's a book with plenty of technique, things you can do and try and experiment. You need to build that up and get success from there. And listen to what Ms. Blue just got finished telling you too, because that ain't no game neither. Also listen to the other shows, but that's what it is.
Yeah, you definitely want to be able to find out one of the things. Being empathic, one of the most challenging things I see for people who are empaths is being able to distinguish between what's really their voice and just energy that you're picking up.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought about that earlier, too, because, like, that's really the truth. Like, sometimes I really don't know. And that's why I was saying just having that guidance just for me to know, where it's coming from.
That's not necessarily an empath. If you're the empath, you would be able to, like, touch a remote control and fall the fuck out. Every single thing. But that's not necessarily an empath. Yeah, I don't pick up that he's an empath. I pick up that he's getting spiritual messages. Because he's not confident in himself, he doesn't realize where it's coming from. Because he's not grounded in anything.
Right. Well,
he's not
it's
sure
just a form of empathic energy, yeah. So that's what I'll say.
It's this psychic energy. That's what he's picking up. Technically, an empath is you feel it with more than just verbal messages. You could feel.
Mm-hmm.
He's
feeling it.
There.
He's feeling it. He'll tell you. Oh, he's feeling it.
Yeah. Sometimes I see stuff, you know, like with people. Like I see a whole scene, like I'm watching a movie. You know what I'm saying? Like of their life in the future type stuff. This is weird, like just different stuff like that.
I'm not talking about
psychic.
That kind of feeling. That's picking up
psychic energy. Motherfucking empaths, them niggas be falling out in the fucking street. Go watch Minority Report, and you see how crazy that whole was. You get what I'm saying? And real true empaths are that. They cannot get any rest. They cannot sleep. Every motherfucking person they touch, they fall in the fuck out. It's ridiculous. because Khadija has psychic energy and her being a massage therapist, she touches motherfuckers to see their life, see their power. That's just psychic.
Yeah.
You know, most people would think it's an empath without really knowing the word. He's hearing it and feeling it because he's picking up psychic energy. Because he's not grounded in nothing, it seems more chaotic. So the idea of the empath seems like it's what's happening. If he got with just the Hindu pantheon and started funneling what he was getting through that energy system, you'll hear a whole different story. Be like, oh, I ain't talking to that. I'll shut that down. You get what I'm saying? Most people, before they get any, they always tell that story. I hear this and I see that and I do that. Then I became conscious. Now I understand it. You hear that all the time. Technically, empath people will say it, but you don't want to be an empath. When I started tapping into that, I turned that shit off. Everything, you just be sitting on your bed crying. You know what I'm saying? Watching fucking regular shit crying. You know what I'm saying? Now, psychic energy, you will see lives. You'll be able to touch hands and get all. Now, to be fair, you could say that's an empathic impression if you want.
Right.
But a true empath is, I don't want to say no names, but we have our friend that emails us all the time, Blue.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking empath.
I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's an empath. Yeah. Where she has to go get medicine to calm the fuck down. Because nine times out of ten, a lot of them, it takes work for them to control it. And early on in their life, they have to deal with that because they would have gone crazy by age 36. So they would have to find out what that is. And it's usually passed down through generation where somebody has to tell them, this is what's happened to you, sweetie. This is what happened to you, son, because you won't know what to do. You'll go to someone's house, sit in a chair, who died, and all this kind of dumb shit, you know what I'm saying, for true impact, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, someone who's extremely sensitive to psychic energy, that's what it sounds like his story is. He's extremely sensitive. But if he's not grounded in a study, nothing in his logic is telling him what it means, you know what I'm saying? So you're feeling it all over the place at different times, out of control, trying to find something. So once he grounds himself in control, see that psychomancy book, what it does is starts exercising control in the mind, if it does nothing else, exercising routine and explaining where energy sits in the mind and in the body. So you can harness it and place it in its proper position, number one, so it's not just going crazy all over you. And then once that happens, he's at a place where he's being able to control his fucking faculties, you know what I'm saying, where he's walking in the room and not just picking this that up. And then by dealing with an energy or a pantheon or some sort of system, some of the stuff you told him to deal with, he's able to then take that energy and apply it where necessary, you know what I'm saying? But whereas he can say, well, let me see what's going on, just like you do now. Now you can turn it on and turn it off. You was empathic. You be walking around all day. I feel it's going to rain and something's in the room and your feet. Crazy people.
Yeah, I never. You don't want
without,
that.
Without the proper bringing that forth in a culture or something from when you were a child, it's dead. Those are the crazy people. They pick up too much. It's overwhelming. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Overwhelming. So it's the psych. He's just very psychic. He's just not grounded in nothing. You get what I'm saying? That's the key. That's one of the things me and Bobby Hemmett will talk about in detail with me about how you ground yourself in something. And most of us have grounded ourselves in the Egyptian thing. That's why he finds himself there. It seems like it's the easiest thing. But for what's happening with him, that's not what he needs. That's, you know, most people ain't feeling that level of psychic energy, and they're just grounding themselves in just Egyptian science and mythology and story, and they're really not doing a good job of that. He's there to try to find something to explain what he's feeling. And really, if he had sessions and talked to you, that would be and I know that ain't what you do, but you would be able to train him. You know what I'm saying? If I was still
Well, I think definitely a reading could help if that's
right.
something
that
you decide. A reading would help. But it really, a lot of this,
and I'll just tell you briefly here because I know we probably have to get ready to go, of what I picked up. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Deshaun.
Sean. Did you say Deshaun or Sean?
Deshaun.
Deshaun. One of the things, Deshaun, I would say is that about 2-3 months ago, that situation you were coming out of that had a lot of depressing energy around you that you've been trying to shake really activated, along with the trip, a lot of things that's happening to you now. It's been with you all along, so it's almost like awakening something up again, something that's been dormant with you, like you said, throughout your life. But that's going to be your activation point. I really would suggest, you know, Panic offered you psychomancy to get that, to give you something else to really begin to focus on, so that you can give yourself that energy to concentrate. But that's what sort of kind of opened you up, was really you trying to shake sort of that depressive kind of energy that has gone along with that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you got a free psychomancy, which is excellent because
he's getting a lot of that energy because he's not getting the answers he needs. You know what I'm saying? And you searching high and hard for that shit. And you
he's searching high and hard because of what just happened.
Like you said, you're looking through your family to answer some of that shit. And they ain't got nothing for you neither. But it's easier than you can imagine. You know what I'm saying? It's easier than you can imagine. You just need the one thing to just tie it all together. Like I said, that book will do it. It's free, and you'll get it for free. Just email me for it. It's something that the Spirit is saying you need. And, Blue, what did you tell him to do, too, with...
listen to Mr. Anderson, because he truly has a passion for working with plants and horticulture and all of that. The one thing I'll say to you, and then I'll let you go, is that, you know, I think psychomancy, I think it's just my language, I know. If you work with it, it'll help you to hear your true voice. Because a lot of times when things are coming in, somebody could tell you you need to wear blue and you need to leave California and move to New York, only for you to get there to realize that what you were hearing is not what you thought you were hearing. And so just to make sure that your thoughts are clear, this is going to give you a clear indication that you can understand and recognize your power. So like Brother Panic was telling you with psychomancy, because there's a lot of activity going on in your mental mind and around you, just based upon some things that happened over the course of the last 2-3 months. So I think that's going to be great for you. But I would encourage you to listen to Mr. Anderson.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of shows on the remix. And you can hear somebody who really, really just has that passion. And you'll be able to connect with your passion if it is in horticulture for you. You'll be able to connect with it. And always remember, you can change your mind at any time.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just
going to
put it together. That book list show, what Blue was talking about with Homeboy, that little thing, because, you know, you just need to get on the path. You real searching real hard for it. You need to get it on the path. It's easier than you think, and that's really something, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I never realized before I did the book list show how hard it was for people to find this information that's a shortcut. Like they'll read 10 books to find one good one. So this show will put you in all the standard books. So you're probably going through a lot of shit that's, like you said, that Egyptian one. It's not really helping.
Right. Hello?
Oh, I think Brother Panic's call dropped.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, good for you to call in. Trust your heart always. I trust your heart always, because that's always going to work out, and that's always going to be amazing for you. So always trust your heart on that. And, You know, email, don't forget to email Brother Panic so you can get that free Cyclomancy book and begin to work with that. I would encourage you to listen to Mr. Anderson, download those shows and do that too. And you know all the rest of the tools. You know the deal. And, you know, trust your heart. Trust your heart in what you know. And that's going to supersede anything that you can hear. Because remember, true hearing doesn't come in through the mind. It comes in through the heart. That's where the true hearing is. It doesn't come in through the ears. It comes in through the heart. So peace and love to you. It was good to connect with you.
All right. Thanks again, Ms. Blue.
All right. You're welcome. Well, you guys, we're going to get ready to wrap it up. Another amazing chair here with Brother Panic. Don't forget to reach out for Brother Panic for classes. You want to find out more about books that he has. You want to find out about the CDs, the baths, all of those occult things. You can email Brother Panic at panic, P-A-N-I-C, PAC, P-A-C-K-S, Panic PAC, not a S. P-A-N-I-C, PAC, P-A-C, at hotmail.com for herb packs and all of those other things. So reach out. You know what to do. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Love it over on Facebook. Leave a comment, and don't forget to download, download, download. Have an amazing week this week. It was so good connecting with you guys on Friday and Sunday. Next week, the remix will be here with another amazing chair. So peace and love to all of you guys. I look forward to seeing the rest of you in the sessions with me this week and connecting with you on Facebook. So peace and love and much love, Warm Spirit. Much love, you guys. Peace.